to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Hello.
Sean Hannity. This is the first time I've ever called you, and I'm glad to be listening to you every day right after the Don and Mike show. And
thank
I
you.
Just think that you would make a perfect guest on their show.
Tell Don and Mike, anytime they want me, I'd be glad to come. Hello.
Yeah, hello. Oh, I almost forgot.
Don!
Almost forgot. Hey, Jordan.
Yes?
Ah, that was a food yes.
Dance, monkey. Dance.
Weekend is here. Have a can of beer.
Joe.
Thank you.
Hey, John liked it.
John enjoyed that. Well, they have to work closely together.
Big laugh. John Norman looking to his big week, looking for his big weekend on Anal Mountain.
He's excited.
Buzz.
Or just nervous.
And also, and also what?
I'm not a guy that spies, but I park next to John every day. There's an acoustic guitar in John's car.
Hello.
And when I came out, I heard Buzz having a conversation saying to him, God damn it, I forgot the absinthe.
Yeah.
Well, I'll be able to call Marcia. She's packing the last bag.
Oh, man. You're going to do a little of the green fairy, huh? I almost forgot one of the most important ingredients.
Oh, man. Yeah, anytime you're going to have unprotected sex with people that you know and work with, and you're friends with you, you want something to ease the moment.
I'm already looking forward to that recap.
You apply them with alcohol and folk songs. That's why the guitar.
And now the opening of the show, friends.
Mr. Madison, what you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
The difference between a Bronco and an Explorer, you gonna debate this with me? Broncos are they're noted for their durability. It was good for me. Got me out of harm's way.
Just sit okay, I'll sit in it.
Listen.
I mean, even there was a dead body in it.
Yeah, well, hopefully there's no bodies in this thing. I actually drove this car once and some cop shot at me. But the engine is impeccable. And I can guarantee you, the car has escapability. I mean, if you ever get into some trouble and you got to get away, it has escapability.
It's a terrible car.
Wait a minute, it's a terrible car, man. It's a Bronco. It has escapability. That's the main thing. And I know it. Boy, Al Collins was driving this thing. And if we wanted to get away, it was easier to get away. A car that I personally made famous. Some tires are worth more than $400.
You know what? If it's yours, I'll buy it.
Hey, we got a sale. Come on out here, guys. You see that truck?
Yeah.
There's a camera right in that truck. You've just been juiced.
Are you serious?
All right, so now we're going to the outside. This is where we sit and hang.
You effing C-word.
We have these nice pieces here, and of course, this is the way it is all the time. Perfect lemons. Are these even real? These ain't even real. You gave me fake lemons, Melinda, up here?
You effing C-word.
How much are lemons? You couldn't get real lemons?
They kept dying, and they got all nasty looking, so I put the fake ones.
You effing idiot. You effing C-word. You can suck this. You are incredibly immature.
The Ken Stevens Management Seminar is now available through audio tape.
No, I don't know what to say.
Successful radio management doesn't happen by accident. It happens with solid training.
I mean, I forgot to tell you that I was taking you up on what I thought was the agreement. No.
With Ken's tapes, you'll develop skills in crisis management.
Because that's why I asked you in the first place.
Enhanced memory skills.
I don't remember, but it's certainly possible.
And the all-important art of decision-making.
Can I think about it?
The Ken Stevens Management Seminar. Get yours today.
Is it Monday?
And start managing.
And that's it. Get the hell out.
You effing C-word.
How am I going to be here, seriously?
You are in denial.
Ow.
Bless her heart, she can't add two and two, but she got a great body, and I'm taking it home. Are you an idiot? Are you a moron?
are you effing stupid?
And I, you know, and all that, but I don't really know. I don't know, you know. And, like, I know that sounds like, but it does. Well, like, they want stories, you know. I need to come up with, just, you know.
I like to go home, redoing, and I get into, like, redoing my living room.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, honey, that is the real me, honey.
Very simple. And just, he's like, just with, you know, when they're, you know. So, I mean, we're from, like, here, like, you know, we're country.
You know, when I went to school, there were men's residences, there were women's residences, and there was one co-ed dorm. But it is now the norm on most college campuses across this country that dormitories are co-educational, except in one state. There's one state that bans...
McDree!
Okay. There is one... I have no idea what he's saying. Anyway, there's one campus where there are co-educational facilities.
Sacramento, California. Hello.
Larry King, I want to commend you on your choice of suspenders tonight.
It is black.
I know it. This quality, though. This money that belongs to the Iraqi people, can they get that back from Saddam? And are we going to get Don and Mike on the Armed Forces radio over in
Good question. That's a good question. Nick, I'm sorry, Nick. Christopher, can they get the money some way to send that money back to the people? He probably took it from them.
Duh.
Just kidding there, gang. This is Wide Awake Robbie, baby boy. And I'm just fine because I'm all yours and you're all mine. Starting out the first hour of what may be one of the most important hours in radio history, my death. Just kidding, gang. Listen, before we spin the first platter here, I think I ought to tell you what's going on down here at Chambers Department Store. First of all, besides taking my blood pressure and my pulse, and my money, old Doc Gage and his gang here are going to be asking me every hour to repeat this tongue twister to test the deterioration of my entire brain. Okay, you ready? Here we go. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickle peppers. If Peter Piper picked a peck of pickle peppers, how many pickle peppers did Peter Piper pick? Hey, how's that, gang? All right, now, in the next 100 hours, gang, we're going to be playing the top 2,000 records on the charts, okay? We're going to start right off here in hour one with record number 2,000. Here it is, Mimini Mama with Billy and the Bing Bong.
You're a goddamn genius.
Wild Card Caller in New York. Welcome to Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Good evening.
Yes.
I'd like to ask you a question along similar lines as the previous caller. I think it's a little bit of an arrogant presumption on your part. When it comes to the relationship between quantum mechanics and the theories behind ass play, and for you to just say that the only intelligent life is on this planet, or that there is in fact intelligent life on this planet, proves that you have not paid close attention to the callers of the Don and Mike show. And my question is, where's your craft detector now? See? Right.
Yes, every once in a while we'll get one of those that come through.
It's Don and Mike on the Pike. This Wednesday at 8 p.m., Don and Mike and their whole wacky crew invade Hooters on Rockville Pike. Come on out for some wings and perhaps a bliss. Don't miss Don and Mike's triumphant Maryland debut. You'll wish that the night would never end. And who knows, maybe it won't. The Don and Mike Reno style show. Hooters of Rockville. That's how I roll.
Hi, I'm Candy, and when I want to have a threesome,
That sounds good. I'll have that.
I want Don Geronimo. Even if when we cuddle, he likes to have weird debates about superheroes.
It's impossible. Lois could never have Superman's baby. Only someone like Wonder Woman has a strong enough uterus to carry his kid.
And I want Mike O'Mara.
I wasn't ever even able to buy a woman. Yeah, well, look.
Because he won't quit until the job is done.
Breathe steady, old man. Prove you're not completely useless.
And when I want variety, I need Buzz Burbank, Although I only agree with half of his philosophy about satisfying a woman.
Make it fast and sexy.
Oh, yeah. I like it when it's fast, too. But oh, no. No way. I'm never going to be with Rob Spiewak again. I don't care how Don and Mike feel about him.
We love this monkey!
And I definitely want Joe Ardinger, because he's the sexiest talker of the bunch.
Girl, this is a night that supersedes all comprehension. It's going to make Stephen Hawking feel stupid.
Don and Mike, they're ready to believe, and I'm ready to receive.
Hey! Yeah, who's turned on now? All right, who's turned on now, Mike?
Everybody that was creeped out, raise your hand.
Oh, we all voted for that one.
Yeah, no, we did.
Well, that's what makes it so good.
Exactly.
That's
Jingle Boy's mother.
Candy Donnelly.
And Irish Girl.
Candy, we thank you. And now, sing a name.
Don and Mike Show.
Yeah. God! Diddly Hammond. This is how you start a show.
Yeah.
Oh, look, look at Friday. Johnny. Johnny. Johnny.
Hello.
Johnny. Johnny Taylor.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hello.
Hi there. Hey, Johnny.
Okay.
Hi, Donna Mike.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You like our blazer?
Fancy dish you got here.
Yeah.
Look out there.
Oh, look out. Right. You're old lady. Out making love.
Oh, yeah. I hate you. I hate your big fat boss head ass.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
My all-time favorite, Johnny Taylor. And listen to him now.
Come, the eighth wonder of the world!
There he goes.
Ta-da!
He's mentally retarded.
Did you ever hear of
heard of him? Say.
Say.
How is your soiled rabbi outfit?
So,
you.
Honk if you forgive drug cleaners.
Honk if you feel sorry for drug cleaners. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Hall of Famer Sonny Jurgensen and his wooden feet.
Stop that.
And all the ships at sea.
Sonny Ross.
They will choke your throat with the umbilical cord of comedy. Here's Don Geronimo, and look, it's Mike O'Mara.
Mike sounds awful.
Yeah, it sounds a little over-compressed, I think.
Dynamite Show, everybody. You can tell by the smell, and it's a new episode on this Friday.
Friday!
08-25-06.
Hi, Donna Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
He's a local boy. Just terrific. He's got a new leader. He's like too much.
They like too much what?
He's one of the truly great swingers of all time.
Yeah. He's going deliverance this weekend.
Listen, you can call us.
Anywhere in North America.
One phone line, lots of waiting. 877-365-3636. 877-365-3636 from North America. We're on your computer. Go to our website, donandmikewebsite.com. Click on Listen Live. We're right there coming out of the speakers. You want to email us during the show?
Norman!
Yanni Norman is our webmaster, and he's back there tossing away your vicious emails.
Yes, he is.
That you send to donandmikewebsite.com, and it's Don Mike iTunes.
Good.
Okay.
That's it.
Covered it all.
That's all the business.
Yep. Got it all done. Let's start the show. Let's get things going. Let's get things moving.
We got a show to do.
We do. And I got a weekend to get to. Is Robert the Mailman calling here in a moment, or what's up with that?
He is expected to call during the first break from the Dominican Republic. I don't know how the phones work down there or if there's a time difference, but we're counting on him being a prompt.
I understand he's staying at a resort, so he probably has phone
Casa
access.
De Puntang.
Casa de Puntang. He's supposed to be bringing back a bride.
Well, he's going to get himself a two-girl show. It's his 60th birthday.
Ah, that's very... Man, that black don't crack.
That's
congratulations,
right.
Robert. That's right.
Who he?
So, just stand by for Robert's call.
Any moment he'll call and interrupt. I'm sure once we get into a flow and a rhythm.
Yeah, somebody will be talking about something. It'll be something interesting. It'll be something we really want to talk about.
And I'm sure that the connection will be less than 100%.
Yes.
And he'll end up screaming about how it's the white man's fault.
We look forward to that.
You know, it'd be fun is to just see how long you can get him to wait on hold, because, you know, it's not a cheap call.
You know, you enjoy your cruelty,
devious,
don't you?
Little devil. Yeah. I do. You really do.
Especially with Robert.
That's right. But you know what? I know that I'm the only one that would enjoy that.
Yeah, the cheese stands alone.
Yeah, right.
The rest
right.
of us are in the Robert the Mailman fan club.
You bet we are.
So I know you've all been very, very nervous and feeling anxious for me. I have got the girlfriend weekend birthday plans cemented.
Good. The news is my main question. The news has been delivered. She knows what she's getting.
She knows what she's getting.
So you can tell the world now. Everybody knows it's going to be fine. Everybody knows you're going up for the big weekend. And
that's right. We're going up to Hershey, and we're getting an abortion.
You didn't use the morning after pill. Then.
Famous for that.
We're getting a chocolate abortion.
Hey, that sounds like a dessert item I'd eat.
A chocolate-covered abortion.
Wow.
No, I'm kidding, of course. I am kidding, of course.
That's the right amount of raspberry.
Chocolate abortion from down under.
The chocolate abortion from down under.
This Mother's Day.
Oh, whatever.
That wouldn't work on Mother's
ironic.
Day.
Right.
It really wouldn't work on Mother's
Day.
Now,
Mother's Day probably be real bad.
Also, Father's Day would be a better...
This Christmas. Sweetheart's Day.
This Christmas.
You know that Sweetheart's Day, that made-up holiday they have for the jewelry stores? Yeah. Sweetheart's Day, get the chocolate abortion.
This is 4th of July. Or Labor Day. Hey, say.
Labor.
Okay. And this has got to be like with a beer company. And you could picture, you know, did you go out and have a lot to drink this weekend? Did you have a lot of X, Y, Z beer? It's good beer. Did you get her laid? Yeah. Need an abortion? Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm trying very hard. Hold on, I'm trying very hard to think of this without saying the name of a beer,
of
though.
Yeah, because they all advertise on this station.
Because I keep thinking, no matter what I think, it's going to be light after it.
Right.
But it depends. Do I spell it L-I-G-H-T? Do I spell it
L-I-G-H-T? So you've moved completely away from chocolate now.
Yes, now I've moved on to the
beer.
The beer abortion. Yeah.
Beer abortion, like is that a morning after thing with beer?
Well, generally speaking...
That'll be the next step, you know, because they've got the pill now. Now you put it into a beverage.
Well, I was thinking you make a road trip to St. Louis. You go to the brewery.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there I'm getting very close to... I'm getting very close to a possible sponsor. Or you go to Milwaukee.
We'll fix your problem. Tour our brewery and enjoy plenty of our free samples.
You go to Golden, Colorado.
Well, where you go is you go to Springfield and you tour the Duff Factory.
Duff beer.
Oh, you're using a fake
one. There you go.
Okay.
No!
Okay.
Tour the brewery and get a coda.
Would you like to have your abortion in Springfield?
No! No, so it's going to be... Well, it will be I don't want to say it will be a test of our relationship, because it's my girlfriend's birthday.
Right.
And I want it to be a happy day for her. And God knows that Frida trained me for 25 years to make sure that these things go smoothly.
It's going
to
be a significant amount of time that you're apart. So, I mean, it's not like you're going to be togetherness the whole time, because she's got to get her thing done.
Yeah, right.
Right, her chocolate thing.
Yeah.
Chocolate bath.
Not the thing we were talking about.
Get her chocolate abortion done. Mm-hmm. Well, that's how they do it in the bathtub up there.
Oh, did you ever get your hard liquor question answered about up there? Did you ever figure that out?
Sure did, Mike. I'll be BYOB.
Suitcase full of vodka. What do you do?
BYOB. So the plan is that we'll get up at the crack of dawn, let the dogs, what we plan to do is drive outside the state line, and collectively let all of our dogs go.
Good.
Just let them run free.
And then sort of tell them where the rendezvous point is, and if they're not there...
Oh, no, you know, we decided as long as we're going with the chocolate abortion, why not just wipe out all of the problems at this point in our lives? And the dogs, frankly, are getting in the way of our
source
relationship.
Source of stress.
Yes, so what we've decided to do, as soon as we cross the Maryland-Pennsylvania line, we'll open the door and we'll let the dogs out. Then I drop her off at the medical center / Kit Kat abortion. they don't advertise, do they? The Reese's Abortion Clinic.
Take 5. Delicious. That's their newest product.
try the new abortion with almonds.
Anyway, no, I gotta drop her off for like her mud spud. I mean, to me, it sounds gross. She's thrilled about
it. Chocolate mud bath.
She's a girl.
Mm-hmm. That invigorates your skin, right?
And then she said to me at one point, she said, "Oh, this is so nice and so sweet." And I said, "Well, you know, you're very nice and sweet, and I like doing this for you. No problem. And she said, you realize that they have something at this Hershey Spa called Quiet Room. And I said, what's the deal with that? And she said, well, all you do is you go in and you just absorb the aroma of the chocolate. And there's no talking allowed. And this is where I'm just such a dick. I can't help it. I said, I didn't even mean it. She said this to me. And I said, you could never be in that room.
That's a bad start. That's not a good start.
She said, what do you mean? I said, you can't sit for 5 minutes without talking.
Mistake.
And she said, no, I can totally relax. I said, well, anyway, she was trying to drag me into that.
Is she a chocoholic? Does she like chocolate? Is that her favorite?
She's just
allergic to it.
She's, that's what's going to kill the baby. She's just, she's heard a lot about this. Yeah. This is something she wants to do, you know. What the hell? I mean, what else am I going to do, right? I'm torn. It's the first, much like with the card that I got.
Right. Okay?
I don't want to get her a card that is over the top mushy.
Sure, right.
You know, on the other hand, I was looking for the
card. Did you get her a shoestring greeting?
But I didn't want to get
shoebox. Yeah. I thought it was shoestring.
All this stuff that I'm so unused to, like, because it's the first birthday that she's had. I'm sure that she's in her Barbie mind somehow. She has this built up that even though she's not said anything, it's my perception that whatever card it is that I give her or whatever, she will treasure. She seems to be fond of me,
appreciative,
and me of her as well.
I think everything will go fine as long as you talk to the goose.
What goose?
The gray goose.
She's
all weekend.
That's coming, Mike. That's coming with us. Trust me. So I'm in the CVS today, looking for the card.
Oh, the card. I thought you might be looking for some other products that might be necessary for the weekend. I wasn't sure. You know, CVS. I'll have you know, I might be enlightening our listeners on this. They have a wide variety of personal products that can enhance lovemaking.
Oh, you mean condoms?
Well, yeah, they've got that. Don't they have those?
And
they've got oils and lotions, you know, lots of gels. Stuff. He's got his CVS bag.
So, I just want to show, really, now I'm not doing this as a goof. I looked at these cards, and I looked at cards like the cards that I would get Frida.
Right.
You know? And a lot of times, I think I mentioned this, the beauty of being a guy and going to get a card is like, especially after you've been married, like I was 25 years, you'd go into a store and you would say, like, you know, as soon as you saw the big one with the real fancy font that would say, like, to my loving wife.
Right.
All you have to do is, like, read the first two lines and you go, right, yeah, okay, this is a stone cold winner.
Right.
And then you would get home and, of course, you know, Frida would open it up and actually read every line and look at me as if I had read every line and thought of her.
Right. Sure.
And then I found out a trick later on was if you go towards the end of whatever the soliloquy is,
right,
you just underline a couple of passages.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, you mean
that's
the world.
A brilliant strategy.
You mean the world to me. You
that's
know.
One I've never utilized, but I got to steal that. That is a good idea.
All very true.
Rob underlines the price.
All very
true. Just to show he cares.
Circling an arrow.
Right.
all of this very true. It doesn't mean that I didn't love for you. And I, you know, but it was just the way things were with Frida.
Right.
That's the way that I was trained. Now,
and aren't the mushy cards a little easier? You know, the mushy cards are really...
So, I'm in there today, and I'm struggling.
Struggling. I don't care if you're struggling.
I won't kiss you.
Come on!
Look at the mushy ones. It's like, you know, there's no mushy. All the mushy ones are like for my wife or something.
Right.
And they don't have one like for my 8-month girlfriend.
Right.
So then I'm looking at the next one, and I'm thinking, well, maybe it'd be funny if I get her, like, a little kid one. Like, if it's Barbie, and I thought, no, she might not go for that. Then I went to, you know, they've got the ones where it's got, like, you know, what do you really want on your birthday? And you open it up, and it's a guy, like a Chippendales guy.
Ah. So, and that kind of overdone, too.
Anyway, I'm pretty sure she's not listening now. I ended up going with this.
Oh, you can never go wrong with that motif.
Yes. That's
interesting.
She's going to put that in her scrapbook, and that will be...
I won't share anything, because obviously that would spoil the surprise if she happens to be listening.
That will be what she puts in her, with whatever flower I give her, and she puts into the page of the book.
You know what?
I think
you've made a good choice here.
I mean, you've gone
for humor, and it's not sentimental, and it's not time to be sentimental.
Right.
And I think you've made the right call.
you know? And maybe you could, underline that part.
Just the middle word. Yeah.
That would be just the middle part. Just a, I don't know, for
it wouldn't make any sense.
It wouldn't make any sense at all.
It would make no sense at all.
Seems I think that is quite a card.
Thank you.
And I'm not going to give it away because she might be listening.
I'll tell everybody on Monday what it was.
Is it
good?
I mean, it's nothing.
But I know why you did that, and I think it's a good move.
You're not when you hear it or we scan it and put it on the website, you're not going to fall over and go, God, that's the funniest card of all time.
You've seen this card or one like it.
But given all of the choices that I had in front of me there today, she should just be very glad that she didn't get the monkey card.
Right. I think that's true.
Monkey cards are overdone, too.
Not all that romantic.
Because the monkey cards that they had, for my money, just weren't what you want in a monkey card. I want my monkeys to actually have human forms and be doing human things and human clothes. I don't want pictures of real monkeys swinging through the...
And Snoopy cards are out, too, now. I mean,
I don't think they ever will be.
Really?
I think they're a pretty class move, especially for kids. I'm surprised you didn't go the way I go with Carrie, is the card that you open, it has a spot to put money in. Leaves the face out for the president.
Yeah.
Women love that.
And don't you just put a smiley face in there?
I put in fake money.
Fake money, play money.
Monopoly money.
No, you give the mahogany collection, don't you?
Sometimes I do that, and I have been known to visit all the different nooks and crannies of my Hallmark.
Yeah, now let's not give away all of our secrets. Let's really not give away all of our secrets.
We all get very special cards from each other.
We truly do.
On major holidays.
That's a long-standing tradition.
And let's just shut up about that.
It really is.
Very rare that I say that, but let's... Just shut up about that.
Let's bury that. Come on now.
All right, so that's what's happening there. Let me see. I mentioned something yesterday that came to me, and I would really like to try this. This YouTube thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That if we have some of you cats out there who would like to make a commercial for our show.
Right.
Now, it's not for our national show. It would have to be for WJFK here in D.C. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, Mike has...
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
Look Around Cafe.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that in the last 6 or 7 months, Mike and I had some off-air discussions about you bought some time on local cable TV.
Right.
And
you can really regionalize it, which is what I did. You know, you can just put it out like where your place is located.
And what I would really love to do is have a contest where you guys would try to make your best ad for the show. 30 seconds or less, put it on YouTube, and the one that's the best, we'll actually buy time and play the thing on cable TV.
Right,
cool. And your ad will be seen in Western Prince William County.
I like it. Because that's where we know where the prices are.
We know the prices. Now look, if you got a problem with that, find a friend out there and just go watch it. But that's where the prices are insane.
Eventually, we'd like to put it on our website. What made me think of this was, I'm on YouTube, as I mentioned, every single day, mm-hmm. and a couple of days ago, I found the funniest one where somebody, you know, another sign that radio people really don't know how smart their listeners are. It was a bunch of people not in the radio business who did a parody spot of all of those commercials you see for the station that plays the best mix,
right.
Where they have the people standing on the streets and they say, I really love Billy Joel. You know, I love Phil Collins. I love the variety. As I mentioned yesterday, it's really... I mean, talk about taking a number one. It's so funny. You're watching it because these are real people, not radio people, and they're goofing on these dumb commercials, and they realize how idiotic the content is, and more importantly, over and over again, as they keep talking about the variety that they play, they just keep saying, Billy Joel, Phil Collins, Madonna.
All the same.
Billy Joel, Phil Collins, Madonna.
And they're just homegrown, right?
Yeah.
These are homegrown commercials, fake parody commercials they do.
And it's a great commercial. It has stayed with me. This commercial has stayed with me. So
what's great about this idea is that I think that if you see this on regular television, it will stand out. It will stand out in and of the fact that it's, it's homegrown. You don't see that. You really don't see that. And that's what's exciting because, you know, you're going to see something. No matter what the best one is, you know, we'll pick it like we picked our intros.
Yeah.
It's got to have that homey quality to it.
Absolutely.
It really does.
Yeah, and we'll have some type
of... Like a bunch of bad kids in their basement doing it.
We'll have some type of prize for you, some type of cash prize for you. But start thinking about that this weekend, and we're going to figure out a way to get these things... Well, I mean, I know how you get them up on YouTube. You just put them up on YouTube. What about $60?
Don't you think?
I think we can do better than that, boy.
No, that's right.
$60.
Please.
It's not your wife's birthday. We can do better than $60.
No, it's not her birthday.
Mm-hmm. So,
tell me about
So get your cameras out. Uh-huh. Get your videos out.
Oh, this is going to be great.
Start thinking about it. Our station here in D.C., our home station, which would never buy a TV commercial for us if their life depended on it. It's 106.7.
Right.
WJFK, and the show is on from 3 to 7 East Coast time.
Sure.
So
and anybody that listens knows all about the show.
All right. So get on it, and let's see if anything happens with this. And
30 seconds, is that what we're looking for?
30 seconds.
Yeah, 30 seconds.
And we'll be checking out YouTube over the next week, a couple of weeks, see if anybody's got anything up there. And I promise we'll buy a schedule.
Put it on there.
Very good. Commercial will run for... How long is one of those schedules?
She's, you know, well, we cut ours short. Let me see. You know, I think they can run for, you know, you can buy a year, you can buy 6 months.
Oh,
you can buy 3 months. You can buy whatever you want. You can buy a week.
Yeah, we'll
do whatever you want. We'll do 3 months.
We'll buy it for 3 months.
Or a month. You know, I'm trying to think, because then, you know, you want to have it, it might burn out after 3 months. Right. 3 months is a long time for a TV commercial.
Probably burn out after the first time it's on.
No, I don't know. But, well, I mean, the thing that was cool.
Out, what's great is that we can buy our own. How dumb is this? We're having this discussion. We can buy our own commercial time for our show.
Sure.
To promote our show.
Of course we can. And what a great way to screen it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's in a way, it's going to be like a new... Like a new present every time we go on YouTube.
Can you imagine going to YouTube every day and besides all the great stuff that you see, just wondering what commercials people have thought up for the show?
Right. It would be great.
And really, the fall ratings, although we're not allowed to talk specifically about the ratings, the fall ratings begin after we get back from Labor Day.
Right.
So the ideal time to run the commercial would be during the fall ratings.
That's true. Yeah, after Meredith Vieira starts working on the Today Show.
More importantly, that is not the line.
No?
The line where everything begins and ends now is the day that Katie Couric starts.
Now, does she start before Meredith?
She starts on September 4th.
Oh, she starts a week before Meredith.
And you are a bad CBS employee that you do not know that. Where do you plan to be on September 4th? My friend, at 6:30 p.m. East Coast time.
2 inches away from my TV set, looking at Ms. Couric with her pearls, with her black sensible dress and her pearls as they try to make her more conservative.
And another thing that they've decided to do with the CBS Evening News with Katie Couric, which I think is a great idea, is that they're going to have all of the correspondents by race. Meaning that
just like Survivor?
Yes, with the crisis in the Middle East, they'll just have just Asian correspondents.
Right.
With the problem in Iraq, you'll just have black correspondents.
Mm-hmm.
With the 1 year anniversary of Katrina, you'll just have whites and whatever else.
And it'll be promoed that way.
Yes, you'll have the Latinos. And so every night it'll be, hi, this is Katie Couric. Join me tonight. Will the whites be able to do a good job of covering Katrina?
Yeah, the news will be broken down into sectors.
Or will the blacks bring us the best coverage of the crisis in the Mideast?
So what you're saying, well, this is the eventual plan for CBS television, that they're going to break down all of their programming into ethnic groups.
This Survivor thing is just the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah, tonight on CBS, it's the White Half Hour, followed by the Black Half Hour, the Asian Half Hour, and the Hispanic Half Hour. We want you to watch longer.
And that's what's going to make the news great.
Right.
Because she's going to, you know, and sometimes she'll start out, she'll say, okay, and you're going to have your scratch-off card at home.
Right.
To play along.
Team score.
Because,
the game?
Because, yes, she'll start the news by saying, now, I've been to all the websites, and I see that right now, oh boy, everybody seems to think that, let's say, for instance, that the white correspondents are doing better than anybody else.
Well, let's say that.
Let's just say that, for instance.
Okay.
All right.
Go with that.
Or let's live in a fantasy world. Let's say the Latino correspondents are kicking ass.
Hey, I like John Quiñones.
Okay, well, pick
I don't know if he's CBS, though.
Pick one. Just pick one of
them. He's ABC.
Right, let's just say, so she comes on, she says, well, it's been 1 week of this bold new experiment on the CBS Evening News, and I've got to say, America is shocked. Look at these headlines. As the black reporters continue to win and win and win, well, ladies and gentlemen, tonight we have a special CBS News challenge for you. We are going to send the white team into Bed-Stuy. We are going to send the white team into Brooklyn. We are going
to
send
that's the best way to make it work always, is put the ethnic groups where they don't belong.
We are going to put the white team into Brooklyn, and they are going to report on street crime in Brooklyn.
Right.
Tonight, will the whites be able to arrive to their greatest challenge ever?
Here's Bob Schieffer in Southeast Washington.
He's the immunity idol.
Very, very exciting. Very, very exciting.
Oh, and how about this? I'm Katie Couric, and tonight on the CBS Evening News, Eye on America, the immigration problem. Our Latino reporters will be covering this story tonight.
Will they sneak some relatives in?
Yeah, but they will be in Arkansas. No, what you have to do, you'd have to go the opposite. You'd have to send the Latino reporters to Arkansas.
Right.
Send the Asians down to the border.
No, you're absolutely right.
Mix it up.
Yeah. You're absolutely right.
Mark McEwen. Mark McEwen is live in Lafayette, Louisiana. Well, no, that would be fine. He'd be fine in it's got to be where they're most uncomfortable.
Salt Lake City.
Right. Exactly. Mark McEwen live in Salt Lake City.
Here's Julie Chen in San Diego at the border.
Nogales. Julie Chen is on the border in Nogales,
perfect.
Mexico.
Perfect. It's coming together.
Oh, they're coming. They're sold into the cars, Katie.
And they could even sell it as like a greater understanding thing, you know?
Right.
CBS. We're trying to gain greater understanding. We will never send reporters of the same ethnicity to an ethnic story of their own ethnic background. It won't happen that way. Right, Katie?
Right.
As her voice slowly turns into that. Really, I think in a year or so it's going to be...
She has got the Ashley Simpson... I don't know if it is the... what's that thing that...
Laryngitis?
No.
That's acid reflux.
That's it.
Well, it's getting worse. Even when she's doing... Especially when she does her soft-spoken...
I'm really looking forward to that right now.
All the drinking and cigars.
When you see the promos that they're running for her where she doesn't talk but she's just sitting there, doesn't it look like she wants to be somewhere else? And she just looks so wrong.
She always looks that way to me.
But it looks just like it's a bad fit. And it's like everyone looks at it and says,
do you know, really, seriously, I believe this with all my heart, and this is where she's going to have a problem. It's all well and good to be on TV.
She's a woman.
She's a woman. Great history of that. But also, you know, man, Walter Cronkite and the big deep voice, you know, the guy. I like the, you know, what's the way it is?
Those days are gone, I think.
Are they gone?
Yeah, I think so.
I'm willing to.
Shepard Smith.
I'm willing. Shepard Smith is a great female broadcaster.
Yeah, there you go. Good example. I saw his, you know, speaking of YouTube, they have a vignette, I don't know if you saw it, of mugshots where they do it to music and they have all the different mugshots come on. And Shepard Smith's mugshot was in there, too. They have mugshots that everybody knows,
right,
the Glenn Campbell, the Nick Nolte, and then you see Shep Smith. And I know he did something. I remember he did something years ago.
Something with a dog.
But it was just him looking like, really, he was like, looked like he'd come from a drag show.
This morning, I turned on the Today Show, and this was their lead. They go on at 7 o'clock in the morning, and they say, well, John Mark Carr's brand new mugshot.
Right.
We will bring it to you in a second. So then they do the whole opening. And then so the tools are sitting there like, you know, hi, I'm man, and hi, I'm woman, and hi, there's weatherman, and there's newsman. Now, breaking news. And it's a picture of the guy. This is the latest photo we have of John Mark Carr.
And it's beginning. They're going to make their hay on this. Get ready to be so sick of John Mark Carr that you're going to throw up, because it's already starting with the brother, I think, of John Mark Carr, or the brother-in-law said he would be staggered if he wasn't there Christmas with the kids.
Here's where I'm going to jump off. When Nancy Grace gets involved.
Yes.
I'm Nancy Grace.
Oh, God.
In Boulder, Colorado.
It's going to go on and on and on. And I've heard from people this was his strategy. What he did was he didn't want to face the charges in Thailand because he was going to get his head chopped off or something.
There are some reporters that I don't want to hear from. I don't want to hear from her. Mm-hmm. I don't want to hear from goddamn Jerry Rivers, Geraldo Rivera.
Right. He'll do a show on it.
I don't want to hear from him on this.
Mm-hmm.
And you know who else I don't want to hear from on this is the guy on ABC. That guy, he's such a prick. John Stossel.
God.
Ever wonder how come you can't get all your peanut butter out of the bottom of the jar? I decided to ask about that. I'm John Stossel.
It's a myth. Here's a myth. Here's another myth that we're going to break up for you.
You know, it's been over 10 years, but this job and anything's hot as hell. I'm John Stossel.
You would think after all these years of broadcasting, I'd actually be able to move up the ABC food chain. Well, it hasn't happened. I'm John Stossel.
You know what? I would even take any of them. I would take Stone Phillips over any of them.
Sure.
And Stone Phillips is the biggest freaking mannequin.
Oh, that's it.
Here's another myth. You know, for years we've been told drive 55 to stay alive. Well, the fact is, you can drive upwards of 300 miles an hour on your local highway and nothing will really happen to you. Of course, unless you hit another car.
Who are you?
I'm John Stossel. John Stossel for ABC News. Back to you, Barbara.
Man, you ever see that myth show he does where he talks about all the things that we're told? And they're really obvious things, and it's
not helpful at all.
I want to say.
So nice picture of this guy, of Carr. They're making it like the Mel Gibson thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really,
it's like Mel Gibson's DUI when he got busted photo. Okay, that's interesting. Because you look at him and you looked at him and you said, you know what? That looks like a goddamn publicity picture.
Not bad.
For being one point whatever he was and saying that he hates all the Jews.
Right.
You got to admit, he's still a pretty good looking guy.
Yeah. You know, the mugshot. Yeah, go ahead.
I just want to say, the fascination there is because he's a Hollywood actor.
Right. Right.
This other guy is either a psychopath who fantasizes about killing kids or someone who really did. And on our lead story on our newscast, the news is, we've got his brand new photograph.
Yeah, that's their big deal. I go with former Congressman Tom DeLay and the mugshot, and lots of other people have done it too. Because when I was watching this whole...
Oh, the smiling thing?
They were showing all the mugshot. And you know the guys that... You know what that says? That projects... Yes, I'm arrested, but I feel no animosity towards everybody, and I'm really not that bothered by it. It right. really does. You see the mugshots of the guys.
Makes you look
that,
better.
They're smiling. It's fantastic.
Hey, the Mel Gibson one has that thing that they do in the promos for TV anchor people, and also they do it during NFL games. Mm. Like, when they're introducing the lineups, and you see the faces of the players,
right.
their heads are down, and then they look up.
Exactly. Right.
You know, that's exactly what they do.
Isn't it the strategy used on when they promo local newscasts, too?
Yes.
You know, where they all be like that.
Mike, same thing.
You know, what the hell are they looking at when they turn towards the camera? You know, yeah, we're like
you.
Right.
We're talking about news. Oh, hey, there's the audience.
Hey,
looking at you.
Sorry, we didn't know that you were looking in. But I really, well, you know, I say this now. Remember I said this, if I ever get locked up, I really do think that I am going to try, no matter how bad a mood I'm in. And if I do get locked up, see, the odds that I'm going to be... Like Glenn Campbell, that's really, if I get locked up, I would be like Glenn Campbell, yeah. I'd be into the rage, but I am really going to try to smile, and smile, this is what the smile would be too, it would be like a real wide-eyed, natural, friendly, how are you smile.
Right. I've heard that if you ever have a, you know, a misunderstanding with the law involving alcohol, sometimes you smile at your mugshot and you don't even remember it.
Really, I would pay good money for that.
I'd look to see if there's any record of that guy.
There has to be.
I'm sure it's somewhere.
Yeah. Find it.
It's a matter of public
record. Would you? Seriously, would you? Now,
I'd
I mean,
like
look,
to find
time
it.
Time
yeah.
has passed. You've behaved yourself.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you really smile for your mugshot?
Like that.
Really?
Yeah.
Goofy.
Oh, my God. We've got to find this.
I'll find it.
We've got to be able to find it.
Someone will find it.
I mean, you're
now
cool with that? I don't
want
to, you know.
No, I don't care. I mean, it's ancient history.
God, that would be phenomenal.
The woman dropped the charges.
Talk about putting that on our TV commercial.
Wow. Not sure I want it on television.
Oh, my God.
Just to be fair, I didn't smile at mine. Yeah.
Just to be fair.
And I don't want Rob standing out there on the ledge by himself.
No, but you see, you know, when you do it, you
know. Guys, I got to tell both of you, I can't wait for mine. Here comes Joe Ardinger.
Look who's here.
Joe,
you smile during yours, Joe?
I have no recollection.
Oh, dear. Oh, my.
Never saw it?
Did you see it later? Like, send it out as a Christmas card or something?
I sent it. I saw it briefly when I signed my paperwork, and it was not pretty, but... Anybody wants to gather them somehow, I'm sure I can go to Fairfax County and...
No,
if anybody wants to go for it, I'll do it too. I would love to see mine again. I'm surprised they let me out. I could barely walk out the door.
Yeah. I would not. I am at the time of my life, I am not really fond of revisiting.
Right. You know, the only one really...
I think the one where
he was smiling, and that's the whole reason I brought it up.
Do you smile like you do in your driver's license picture?
Yeah, that old one? Yeah, I think that's how I was smiling.
It was
a long time ago, though. So.
The only smiling picture ID I have now is my Costco card, and that's my grit-the-teeth smile, you know, that I do, because I was just frustrated.
I was drunk in my Costco picture, too.
Were you?
Come to think on it.
What a coincidence.
Yeah, I was at a brew pub, and I said, you know, Jerry, we really should go join Costco.
Come on. No, I'll drive.
Jerry. Why are you hanging me?
Why are you hanging me? Okay. How about you, Buzz?
No, never been arrested.
No, Buzz, never been arrested.
Not yet.
Hello, Don and Mike show. No, I know. Buzz's a good boy. Hello, Don and Mike.
Very well behaved.
Hey, guys. I'm pretty sure there's a good video of John Stossel on YouTube of him getting knocked out by a professional wrestler.
Yeah, oh, you know what? I remember when that happened. You're right, because he did that whole thing, is wrestling fake or not?
Yeah, and the guy just reached up and hit him square in the nose or something and knocked him down.
Gotcha. All right, now thank you for the call, my friend. Now Rob has pulled out his Costco ID. That's kind of like what his mugshot looks like.
Good picture.
I'll put
I never can
up.
Find my Costco card.
Very nice.
Grainy, black and white.
Can we do this like once every 3 years?
Yeah, we do. Get out our wallets and go through them. Sure.
Yeah.
That's my Costco card.
That's just it.
Look how young I was when that was. Look, that's a long time ago. We were on
and
you can
on
tell by the hairline. You know.
If we're keeping on schedule, that means next week we'll start calling each other on our
cell phone. Wait a minute. Driver's license, too. That's a smile, right? That's a smile. That counts.
Yeah.
I'm smiling.
Here's someone smiling 70 pounds ago. How horrifying is that?
Oh, my God.
Is that your driver's license?
Yeah.
Your head looks so much more rectangular.
Yeah, I know.
You know what? You look better fat.
Thank you, Don.
I mean, that's a compliment. I'm not trying to, like, calling you out. There you go, Mike. I know that Costco is very, very important and valuable to you.
You enjoy my fat beauty because its days are fleeting. I'll be dead in 10 years. So, but it's
that long.
Yeah.
Buzz, that long.
Buzzy,
that long.
Buzzy's going camping.
Yeah, he is. So, Buzz, the deal is that you and John and this other couple that you swing with, you're leaving directly after the show today.
As soon as we get off at 7:30 or 7 this evening, and then we're hitting the road.
And without being very specific, can you tell us what state you plan to be in?
I narrowed it down to a state.
I didn't mean your mental state.
State of Pennsylvania.
A state of bliss, Don.
That's right. We're going to Pennsylvania. I've selected a spot in the woods where I plan to take my vacationers, and we're going to go camping.
Are you the cruise director? Are you selecting the location?
No, this is all the arrangements have been taken care of.
Well, who made them?
Some of the victims, some of the friends.
You must mean the other people.
Yeah, the other couple.
The people with the camper.
And by the way, I misspoke yesterday. Not a pop top. It's a 19.5-foot hard shell. Hard shell.
Now, when you go camping, the place you've selected, this is a very important question.
Yeah.
Are you going to be in an area with a lot of other campers, or are you going to be really isolated out in the middle of the woods by yourself?
We expect there'll be a lot of other campers at first, but within 6 or 8 hours, most of them will have left, I think.
I don't know what that means.
Why would that be?
From the noise, the screaming, I think, probably.
Are you going to be near a lake?
There's a pool nearby.
A pool.
There are activities. Yeah, there'll be other people around. So we'll have to hold it
campground
down.
Campground pool.
That's why the duct tape.
Cape Fear. That's all I'm thinking of right now.
Counselor,
not only will they be near a lake, they'll be making a puddle.
Maybe several.
See, I'm thinking a couple of things here. I'm thinking out in the woods where, you know, the sex romp. But I'm also somehow thinking of the Friday the 13th movies.
There are woods for hiking through, and we do plan to...
No one can hear you scream.
Yeah. You know, aren't you thinking that? Isn't that the thing? It's like, oh, it's so nice to finally get away. What was that?
Is Buzz going to be the victim or the...
Buzz would be the last victim.
If chastity falls in the woods, does it make a sound?
Oh, no. Buzz is the predator. No, Buzz is the predator.
Uh-huh. Buzz would be the last victim after John and Kelly and Marcia and then the other couple. And then you would be... Or you might even be... There might be one girl... And it wouldn't be your wife that would be left. It would be you and some other woman.
And I know what rap you would give her. We may not make it out. Mm-hmm. This may be our last chance together.
Stay close.
Let's fornicate.
Yeah, but meanwhile, back in the cabin, you know, somebody gets...
Where's my baby oil?
Somebody gets the arrow through the neck. Right. Remember that one in Friday the 13th? That was the grossest one.
Buzz is running around in a hockey mask and just a hockey mask.
That's right. Now you're making it a porno.
Fully engorged.
That's right.
That's right. He needs no knife.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that would simply be Friday the 13th.
Buzz wants to do some jousting.
Yeah. Look at his T-shirt.
Who wants steak on a steak?
Lady Killer.
Is that what it says on his shirt?
Yeah. Lady Killer Incorporated. It's like an old ad for something.
Right. You bought it for the nostalgia value.
That's right.
You bought it for your sexed up weekend.
Slogan says, satisfaction always.
They are ready to go.
God damn.
Really, really ready to go.
I'll tell you what, Jackson, we move in different circles. we truly do.
That's for your safety, Don.
We truly do. I'm thinking about, you know, taking the girlfriend up to Hershey and then... You know, for goodness sakes, you know, my exciting plan I was talking about with Rob and Mike before the show, during our holiday, Labor Day, I think I mentioned I'm taking my daughter and her husband, the grandkids, down to Universal,
yes,
and we're going
right.
to stop and see Bart down at college and everything. Mm-hmm. And I had a thought today, you know, be just terribly excited since I'm going to be going to Florida. Why not go down and see if I can crash a buddy's radio show. But you love it.
Oh, that's
I
very
do.
Fun.
I mean, that's your thing. Because,
that's fun.
You know those guys, Hefe and J-Dubs.
They got a show down there.
I'm very fond of them.
Oh, you got to stop there.
And I really did enjoy working with them when they worked at the station. And, they're good guys.
Yeah.
They are. I would put
good
them...
Guys.
I would... I would put them, like, in the Ron and Fez class. I mean, they're really friends. They're not acquaintances.
Fun, good people.
They're friends. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Hefe especially is a guy... for all the talk that that guy that just got fired loves crying about how 3 or 4 years ago he called me up and said, can you give me some pointers? And I told him I was too busy. You know, hey, screw you, pal.
That didn't really go down like that.
No.
I mean, that's the thing that's frustrating about that. And the fact is, didn't he assume that you were supposed to recognize him? And I didn't recognize the guy for the first 2 weeks just because he came in. I didn't think he was on the radio. I didn't know.
They've asked me not to speak about the guy, but I just wanted to mention, because I heard a podcast of this guy where he says basically that he hates me, this weekender that got fired. Mm-hmm. He hates me because he was working at another station in the company. And I guess one day he just called up and he asked for some advice and wanted me to mentor him. And I guess I said to him, you know, I got my own problems.
Mm-hmm. And you did.
Yeah, and
you do.
And what's the problem there? I mean, I certainly have helped out a lot of people in this business.
People you knew.
I don't talk about it a lot. I mean, everybody knows about my relationship with George McFly.
Right.
There are a lot of DJs who get canned, and I do what I can to network and help them find jobs.
Right.
And then there were guys like Hefe and J-Dubs who really, I would listen to their tapes. I would listen to their show, and they would ask me my opinion, and I'd tell them. I say, guys, you do this, do this, do this. They'd say, great.
Right.
They're friends. Mm-hmm. They're friends. They're people, unlike that jerk that just got canned, they're people that, for whatever reason, we're in radio, and I got the vibe from them that they love being in radio. You know.
Well, also,
I don't got all day, and I don't mean like I'm the most important person in the world, because I certainly am not. But think about it for a second. There's one guy that had a vendetta because he called me because he worked at a sister station, and I was not accommodating to him.
You didn't know.
To say, welcome, let me listen to your tape. Let me talk to you about radio. Let me walk you through the doors of radio.
It's not a service.
You know, I've walked a lot of people through the doors of radio. And if you got through to me, and incidentally, I took the call because I did say I got my own problems.
Right.
If you get a no from me, why not hang up and try somebody else?
Right.
I mean, seriously, message from me to that dickhead.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think I got to where I am? And I'm not talking about, with no offense to Mike or anybody else, all of us in this room. You know how we got to where we are? We're not at the top of the world, but we're doing okay. You know how? By dealing with rejection.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If you think for a second, you little piece of garbage, that when I was climbing up the ladder, that I didn't call people, that I didn't have people tell me, you stink. I mean, I would never have the balls when I was coming up, to call somebody like an idol of mine, like John Landecker.
Out of the blue.
Could you imagine this? Me calling him up one day and saying, hey, John, I just got hired at the ABC station in Los Angeles. You really don't know me, but I've listened to you for a long time on the radio. Would you give me some... I mean, the guy...
However, if you were in the hallways walking around there doing whatever, and you had met him on a couple of occasions,
right,
a la Hefe and J-Dubs, the way
correct.
They were, and we, you know, they kind of knew who you were, then it's a completely different story.
Right.
I mean, it really is. And you know, and it's just the reason I think you rejected this. You tell me if you think I'm wrong here, and I would reject it the same way. There was something about his overture that was just a little suspicious, just a little disingenuous, because it comes out of the blue. And you know, most radio people that would get a call out of the blue. You know, you think, hey, this is somebody trying to, you know.
First off, you wouldn't.
You just want to have some kind of familiarity before you dive into that type of thing.
You wouldn't even take the call.
Most people would.
Exactly.
Most people wouldn't take the call, and you would take the call in the event that, you know, you had some knowledge. And with Hefe and Dubs, I mean, these were guys that kind of came up through the ranks. You know, they were floating around the radio station.
A hard one.
And you knew who they were. And they were, you know, and they were fun, kind of nice guys that weren't afraid to come up and say hello. And we had good conversations with them.
It's pretty well documented on the show. I love radio. I mean, there's nothing I love more other than my family, you know, in football and well, God in there somewhere. But you know, radio. I love radio. I love talking about it. It's just, if you're a dick, you're a dick. And if you can't deal with the fact that I think you're a dick, well, then go out and prove me wrong.
but don't sit around and cry. Oh, because he was my favorite DJ, and I asked him. I called him up, and he said he was too busy to talk to me. What a dick. I would be on top of the world if not for him. Wah!
It's your fault.
Wah!
Christ, please. Jerk off. I swear to God, Jack, I've been hired and fired.
That was very Elvis-like right there.
I have been hired and fired 10 times before you were born. Please. I've been nice to plenty of people. I've been a dick to plenty of people. And vice versa.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not good. Well, I haven't said, nobody told me to say anything. I mean, his show sucked. Nobody realizes that. Yeah, that's a good point.
You know? So, hey, if you want to know what a dick I am and how I really won't help anybody in the business who asks, why don't you ask El Jefe?
Yeah.
Why don't you ask him? When I go down to Orlando next week, because I have to escape my family for a while and go crash Alex's show.
And I don't want to steal your thunder here, because what we've both been asked over the years, and if anybody wants to know what I've done, just call Pat Goss up and ask him what I've done for
that's
him.
That's been private tutoring, Mike.
Yeah, I mean, it was really, I got him out of the garage and onto the radio, and I'm very proud of that.
And there's the camp.
Incidentally, there are going to be idiots now that are going to take that seriously. So there's the qualification for those of you. No, I have never even spoken personally with Pat Goss. Spoken to him on the radio a couple of times.
When we have another nose hold. When we have a car question. You know, when I stop and think about it for just a second, I know we got a break here going. Yeah, I mean, please. How dare this douchebag say this about me? I mean, does anybody not remember Lutard?
Yes.
I mean, this is a guy who was not even in the radio business.
How many lives did you give him?
Oh, how many times did you guys want him axed?
I wanted him axed, but I was the first one. I was the very first one. I couldn't stand him.
I mean, I hate the prick now. You know, but at the time,
he was scary. I didn't. He was
a young go-getter. He's kind of like a stalker type.
Yeah. You know, go-getter right at a juvenile hall.
He ended up doing some good stunts for us, but then, like everybody, you know, he got kind of out of control. And
now he's in prison.
And yes, now he's in prison, and he's being charged with the murder of JonBenet Ramsey.
Much as I was out, you know, not in his fan club, I still, you know, love some of the stuff he did on the show. I thought it was funny, but there was just, I don't even remember now, because, I mean, too much time has passed, what it was about him, but he just was out of control. That's the right way to describe it.
It was everything about him. So anyway, during this next break, anybody needs any advice or anything, screw off.
I have my own problems. Go away.
Piss off. Piss off.
I'm full.
This is your legend. This is your idol. Piss off. This is my Field of Dreams.
Right.
Now piss off.
I don't have time. Now piss off. Piss off. Baseball. This is CNN. This is CNN. The great game of baseball played on a field with men walking through corn.
Well, here we go. We're going to break. And Bob Mailman is now missed his shot to be on the show today.
No go now?
No go!
Hey, he's vacationing in Dominican. He should be no sweat.
No go. It's on the
dime. I don't think he's dead.
It's almost 4 o'clock, for goodness sake. We got a break. We'll be back with something other than Robert the Mailman.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
In 82, I used to be able to throw a pigskin a quarter mile.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious. How much you want to make a bet I can throw a football over the mountains? Yeah, the coach would have put me in fourth quarter. We'd have been state champions, no doubt. No doubt in my mind. You better believe things would have been different. I'd have gone pro. A heartbeat. I'd be making millions of dollars and living in a big old mansion somewhere. You know, soaking it up in a hot tub with my soulmate. Kill. I reckon you know a lot about cyberspace. You ever come across anything like time travel?
Easy. I've already looked into it for myself.
Right on. Right on.
The Don and Mike Show.
Okay.
Right on.
Broadcasting on average 5 times a week. The Don and Mike Show.
Portion of our show on Question 1, brought to you by Ford. Visit us at kelly.com. For the latest Kelly Clarkson info, with exclusive videos. You can win Kelly Clarkson's Mustang GT convertible. Brought to you by Ford. big party next Wednesday night at Hooters on Rockville Pike in classic Rockville, Maryland. Next Wednesday night, it's me and Mike and everybody at our Brandy Reno style show.
Yeah, the Lady Killer will be there.
Not a Las Vegas style
show. No. Right.
It's a Reno style show.
Reno, a little different.
I was thinking maybe for the next one, maybe to really be more realistic, it should be an Atlantic City style show.
AC, baby! A Tahoe-style show?
Yeah, but see, the thing is, Tahoe's nasty, though. Like, Reno is nasty. No, I don't mean nasty like gnarly.
No.
I mean nasty like... Nasty like...
Tahoe like Buddy Hackett in the 60s.
You can suck this.
Yeah.
You
know,
there's stuff that's happening all the time
right.
in Reno.
When are you coming over so I can F you?
And
it's not a cruise ship-style show, either.
No, definitely not. We're not we're that not like tame. Noodles the Clown.
Don't bring the kids. Noodles.
What was his name?
Noodles Goldstein?
Something like that. Of course, it ended with an I.
E-I-N.
Ian Goldstein.
Goldstein!
Anyway, next Wednesday night, Hooters, Rockville Pike, starts at 8 o'clock. We're up to number 4 in the ratings.
Actually,
up to number 3 now.
Right.
So come on by. We'd love to meet you. It's 2 hours where we just we tell a bunch of stories on stage, and then we walk around, and we see people, and we talk, and we kibitz, and buzz cops a feel. And,
right. Yeah, baby.
Noodles Leventhal?
Close.
I think it might have been Leventhal.
Not Rothstein?
You see, there no, it is I don't again. Think it's that.
There's the EIN again.
But I don't think it was a Berg either.
I think it was Ace Rothstein.
Ace Rothstein was the guy that ran the casinos.
Casino.
Right. He was good at it, too.
Anyway, we'll see you Wednesday night.
Please.
Michael.
I wanted to come. Yes.
You are a part-time dad.
I'm a part-time dad. I wasn't able to go to Catherine's very first lead role in the play. It was at 2 o'clock today, and which, incidentally, I told him, perfect timing. But I wanted to congratulate her because I just got word that it was she was a big hit in 45 minutes from Broadway, and she got all her lines right and sang all her songs great and did a little dancing, little song, little dance. And the question that I got during the break was, Daddy, are there colleges that you can get into for acting?
Wow.
I believe she has caught the acting bug.
About that
she is. Well, and I'm honest with her. I told her there are plenty of colleges that do that, but
the Juilliard School.
This was acting camp. This was the camp where they go and they, you know, it's like the local camp that
That's
they
where
do.
That's where you went. Isn't it
you go to camp? Well, you were in theater arts.
I didn't major in it enough, but VCU has a wonderful theater program.
Wonderful theater program, and apparently here's the best news of all, the director of this show who ran the camp said, you know, would you like to, he wants her to audition for the regular, you know, community theater group for another play that's coming up. So she's totally into it. And,
good.
You know, I want to say Catherine Mary O'Mara.
Yeah. I agree.
Congratulations.
Right. I agree.
I got it all on videotape, too, so I'll be watching it tonight when I get home.
The reason I said part-time dad is because that's what you said to me when you came in the room.
I said part-time dad. I thought
it was because the videotape was screwed up.
It did. I messed up. I got the last number, which has the singing, dancing, and the line, you know, where it's like, it's an old, like, I think it's a 1920s play where it's like, wow, we'll put on a show. It's one of those kind of
shows.
It
was written by George M. Cohan in like 1920.
And it is really, you know, it's
Did
really
Did you ever
old.
Hear of Kong?
He knew it. He
they
knew
talk
that.
About it in the movie Yankee Doodle Dandy.
On us of a Kong!
He does that too.
Just 45 minutes
Kong,
from Broadway.
The East Wonder of the World!
Yeah. The changes it brings.
That's it.
Yeah.
So you know it.
Going, of course. Thank
she
you.
Just, she just sang that like, you know, minutes ago.
Yes, but she sang it better than I did.
Yes, she did. And then, you know, at the end, and then it's like, you're a grand old flag. It's one of those things. So, yeah, I'm a little jacked up, and I'm looking forward to watching the videotape tonight and seeing that. And I said, you know, I look forward to seeing in person many more shows.
She met Robert Duvall recently. Did she get his number?
She did. Maybe she should do that. I don't know whether to be delighted or terrified that she's shown an inclination for that area of endeavor. I'm very excited about it.
Cool. Mike.
Always treated me well.
Always treated you. Look at you, Rob.
Look at me now.
Absolutely.
Here's my thought.
She can end up like you.
She can let her.
I'll be a happy papa.
I know how a lot of girls get started in showbiz.
Yeah. Oh, you mean that way.
Yeah. Don't want to say anything else.
No, I thought you were going to read a story about it. You were putting your glasses on.
Oh, no,
you
no,
had
no.
me terrified
no,
there
no,
for
I
a second.
I wanted to read something else. Just,
yeah.
You know.
Not my daughter, pal.
I know, not your daughter.
I'll still have the shotgun.
Not your daughter.
The shotgun that I'm planning to buy not 2 years from now when she's 13 years old.
But God forbid, you know, somewhere out there right now there's a dad
who's
getting a call from his daughter and she's saying, Daddy, I've made it. I'm making my first movie tonight. I proved you wrong.
Oh, my God.
What's the name of the movie? The name of the movie is...
yeah, we have to come up with one of those
Shaving
names.
Ryan's Private.
No! God, no!
In Diana Jones.
Yeah, in Diana Jones.
Wow, that's terrifying. Yeah, so it is a little scary.
Good you know? For you.
Yeah, she's you know really good at it, and she likes it, so that's fine.
Cool.
And that's the thing, the modern parent, you have to say that. You know, if the kid likes it, if your kid likes something, you don't push, but you actually encourage. And that's what I did. That's they heard me outside. I was kind of going out of my mind.
Proud because she gets it from you, you think?
I'm sure she does.
Cool.
Yeah, I think she does. And her grandmother and everything. So it's very, very cool. Very
excited about that. My kids.
When you say grandmother, you mean your mom.
My mom, yes. That happens to be true.
Make sure we all know exactly.
My mom did theater, you know, did plays when she was in high school. Ah. And so that's true.
That's where it comes from. From your goo. Stop. I'm just trying to give you a compliment.
I understand. Thank you. And I know you are, and I appreciate it. So.
You and your mamo.
Yep, mamo.
You and your mamo.
86 years old.
Well, good. I mean, good for you. That's great.
Yeah, I'll be calling her on my way home, too. So good. I like that, too.
Don't you call your mommy every day, though, really?
No, I really don't call my mommy every day.
You don't call her every day on the way home anymore?
No, not every day, no.
You used to, didn't you?
I did that the first year after my father died, and then the second year, like once or twice a week I call my mom.
Oh, I thought when we would leave the old place a lot of times.
Used to.
Right away I would see... I'm talking about not when your dad passed.
It falls to...
What?
She stopped picking up. No, it's not that. No, what it squarely falls into, Don, is that I treat people the way I'd like to be treated.
That's right.
I just... in fact, I have gone most of the week without a call up north, and I plan to do that this evening.
Perfect.
I've been shirking my responsibilities. I really saw. But, you know, I saw her at my niece's wedding and stuff like that. I'm sure she's fine. She's got people up there.
I care about my mom very much. Sure you do.
I do. I love her to death.
Sure you do.
I don't like that word death, not at 86. No. I don't, you know.
Well, you know, so she doesn't have AC.
You know what I'm saying? She lives in New England.
That's right. Doesn't need it.
She lives in New England.
She does, though. Tommy French put the wall units in middle of the summer.
Oh, the wall unit. You know why they call him Tommy French?
Yeah. No charge. No, Tommy French is a kid.
Oh, God,
he's a kid in my neighborhood that has, you know, it works for the city of Manchester and lives in Glastonbury in my hometown and actually has been very helpful to my family over the years.
I love him.
He does not speak
English.
French.
Joe Mara. Notice you're wearing a house coat this morning.
Oh, God. Oh, she has had a very... She's probably had a... He's done more things physically for her because he lives up there.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Jesus.
Hello!
He's a good boy.
Yeah.
He's a good boy.
Oh,
you can't win here. He's a good boy. He's in the will. He's a good boy. He really is. Very good. He is. That's the truth. I think.
Is he in your mom's will, really?
Yeah, well, my mom doesn't have any, you know. I mean, we didn't grow up with a lot of money, so there's not a lot in the will, but I think that, she's going to, she's going to give him a little something.
Banana boy?
I really do believe that at the end, he's, going to get a little something, and we're all for it. The end. I don't mean to get a little something. Nothing I can say, and I am not trying to say these things.
Right. Doing it.
They're just coming out that way. So to speak.
What would Freud say?
Good guy. Really, really good guy.
Who's a good guy? Freud?
Tommy French.
Hello!
Really, really good guy.
Yeah.
You'd be crazy about him if you met him. Do anything for you. He's older than me.
He'd do anything for your mom.
He's older than me.
I'm a boy.
God, I hope. Well, no, I mean, you know, he's a good guy. Well, he was a boy when I was growing up, like I was a boy.
How old is he now?
He'd be in his 40s, late 40s, early 50s. No, he'd be in his late 40s. He's a couple of years older than I am. He was, you know, he's got...
Imagine him on a lazy Friday afternoon.
He's a handyman. He's a handyman, and he does other things.
Laying in bed with your mom.
Can I tell you?
Hey.
That reminds me.
Hey.
Hold on. No.
I saw, have I mentioned this? The grossest movie. It's the best movie. Somebody please has to help me with this. This was on the Independent Film Channel. And I know it's been on HBO before, and I've seen it before. It's the movie about... the name of the movie maybe is Mother, and it's not a movie about incest.
It's not the Albert Brooks thing.
No, it's not the Albert Brooks movie.
Right.
What it is there's a woman, a lady who's in her 60s, and she's kind of frumpy. I think it's a foreign-made film. And she ends up having an affair with a guy who's a lot younger than she is.
How old is she?
She's like, I'd say 60.
Right.
And he's like 28 or 29.
Okay.
And, I mean, it's like spit out your nose funny when you're watching it.
Are they trying to be serious about it?
Yes, they're very serious. And there's one point when they get done with their tryst, and he goes over in the corner, and he's pulling on his blue jeans, and she leans over in bed, and you see the old veiny puppies come out. They go all the way with it.
Really?
And then later...
A foreign film?
No, they speak American. I'm sorry, okay. They speak English. And later, when she is out, I don't know what the plot is, if the guy that is banging... excuse me.
Banging the 60-year-old
banging the
woman.
Mom, maybe is also the boyfriend of the daughter, because at one point they're all out together later at some type of function, and the daughter knows what's going on.
Right.
And the guy's looking at the mom, and the mom really is not a piece of ass, but he's looking at her like, oh, I want you so much. And the mother's looking back at him like, I want you so much. And the daughter is holding hands with the guy as they're walking down the road. Anyway, does anybody know that the name of this movie?
Yes, it's the Tommy French story.
Or was this just something that I was just hallucinating about?
Good dream, though.
I mean, really, what a great movie. It's so oogie. It's fantastic. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. And Mike, that's what made me think of your mom, because there is one scene that just really, you sit there watching, you just go...
Well, I'll call her tonight, and I'll pass along your... I'll ask her if she knows anything about that movie. She watches a lot of movies at the DVD store.
She watches them at Blockbuster?
Well, she buys them. You know, she rents them. She rents them. Mm-hmm. Doesn't go out to the theater as much as she used to.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. You are on the air.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yes, good morning, as you said.
Hey, I have one question for you. I want to know, how come Mr. Forty didn't do one of your opening shows?
Can you start over again?
What do you mean?
Mr. Forty that often comes on your show. I haven't heard him in a while. I was wondering how come he didn't write a jingle for your show.
Because he didn't send one in.
Yeah, we don't know. We'd have to ask him.
Oh, because I'm pretty much
looking forward to your better cell phone getting better.
Are you a Mr. Forty fan, sir?
Say again?
Are you a Mr. Forty fan?
For goodness sakes, we could be talking about some guy boning some guy's mom.
I haven't heard from Forty, I think, since January.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Forty, you're Grady.
Hello.
I thought you were talking about Harold and Maude at first. But
no, not Harold and Maude. No. Absolutely not. I mean, much more explicit than Harold and Maude. I mean, there's a scene where this broad rolls over, and you just see her old lady breasts. And you see this guy who is not like a model, but compared to her, he's like, he might as well be, Tom Cruise.
Right.
And he's just shacking up his jeans.
And he thinks nothing of it.
No, she's...
Well, you think he ought to be going, oh, no!
She's drinking wine, and she's rubbing his back, and she's telling him what a great lover he is.
He's rubbing her feet.
Huh? Hello, Don and Mike Show. What is the name of that movie? Hello?
I think it's called Swimming Pool.
No, it's not Swimming Pool.
Oh, I have a bad movie. Between the Toes.
That is a great commercial.
Between the Toes.
And nobody out there knows.
No.
I'm totally alone on this.
I guess so.
I think I've seen it either on IFC Sundays, but maybe on one of the HBOs as well.
You can't tell what country it came from, no recognizable face.
You know what I think? I think it's a British movie. Now that I think about it, the more I think about it, boo.
It stars Steve Guttenberg and Eileen Brennan. And I believe that's who stars in it. Huh?
As Tommy French and Mary O'Mara.
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
With Steve Guttenberg.
Help me.
As Tommy French.
And Eileen Brennan as Mary O'Mara. No! Why am I playing along? Stop it.
No, come on. Who would we get to play your mom? How about, you know what? I know it's a cliche because it was in the movie, but Debbie Reynolds.
Debbie Reynolds.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah, only not blonde. And my mom's, it's gray
well,
now.
I mean,
but,
yeah, you know. you take liberties with movies.
Right, right. Who Debbie Reynolds.
Who would play Mike?
Of course, Albert Brooks. Mother. The protective ice.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello. Buzz, can I go camping?
Yes. Meet
it's
me here at 7.
Star. This is Kilar.
No, it's not Kilar.
You are a fake
imposter. No, you can't. Is that a man doing a woman's voice?
No, it was a lady camping at the bakery.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
You are on the air.
I think that just might be called the mother. Or
you, know,
I think I said that was the name of the movie.
The Mother.
Okay.
But it's M-U-T-H-A.
Hey, Johnny, would you do a search or Buzz, somebody do a search for it? Let me know. Thank you very much.
Sure.
I think that's the name of it.
You may have found it.
I think I said Mother.
You said Mother or something like that.
But not like the Albert Brooks movie.
The Mother.
The Mother. Tanya, it'd be a great movie to watch with a bunch of guys.
The Mother.
Would you just get drunk and playing cards, have it on in the background?
A grandmother has a passionate affair with a man half her age who's also sleeping with her daughter. Would that be it?
Yep,
found it.
Wow.
The Mother.
Tell her, is that, when was it made? What does it say?
2003, and it does appear to be British and maybe partly German.
Wow.
Judging from the people involved.
But they're speaking English, which is good.
And no one I recognize in the cast.
Comedy or
no, it's a serious movie.
Yeah,
serious movie with this guy rolling over this old lady.
Well, there it is. It's right there. And it's a grandmother, right?
So go ahead, knock yourselves out. You want either to be totally turned on this weekend, or do you want to vomit in an incredible form of projectile?
And let's not forget the comedic value. It also has comedy value.
Yeah, now if you're with the right people and you're drinking, partying, it's really a laugh riot.
Sure. Got a DVD player on that camper you're bringing up there?
Absolutely.
All right, very good.
Now, Mike, here's why I put my glasses on a second ago.
Mm-hmm.
I've mentioned Beloit, Wisconsin.
Yes, so you spent some time there.
I lived in Beloit, Wisconsin for about a year with my family, and it just could not suck enough.
Isn't it close to the cheese factory, or is that where
the cheese factory is? You got the dish memory.
Jeez.
Yes, there is a cheese factory in downtown Beloit, Wisconsin.
Right.
And as you drive down what they used to call the circuit, which was around like the hardware store and the Five and Dime and all that stuff, you could actually smell this rotten cheese every day, like 3, 4 o'clock. It would just smell like the inside of who's the Family Feud?
The other guy.
Louis Anderson.
His underpants.
But it was good quality Wisconsin cheese.
Oh, it was good cheese.
Had to be if it smelled
just
like that.
Just the best. And I got a college there, which I've always thought is funny, Beloit College. You drive... If you've never been to Beloit, Wisconsin, first, you're lucky. Second,
it's homey, isn't it?
Mike, it is anything but homey.
Really?
Is it
like Flint? Is it like a smaller version of Flint?
Amen.
You know, kind of depressed,
and
a lot of closed buildings.
Very much like the Flint in the Michael Moore movie. Mm-hmm. Very much like Flint.
Kind of like bombed out buildings and all that.
Yeah, hold on a second. You know, I think my daughter has been to Beloit.
Ah,
I know.
Vacation?
Well, it's a tourist trap.
She had to live there for a while with her mother. I know that I have never asked her about the smell of the cheese factory.
And they actually make cheese. They're not making other products. They're making cheese. They're processing cheese is what they're doing. Making it, cutting it.
Cheese is wonderful.
Cutting it. Slicing it.
Anyway, I'm getting to something that you're going to hear on the news probably today about a list from this college in Beloit, Wisconsin that comes out every year. Pretty interesting list if you want to feel very freaking old.
Oh, and we do.
Yeah,
we do constantly.
Hey, sweetie, hi, you're on the radio. I hope that's okay.
Okay, that's fine.
You know what we're talking about right now?
What?
We're talking about Beloit, Wisconsin.
Beautiful Beloit. You've been there, Amy?
Yes, I have. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we're talking about... I have a list here from Beloit College that we're going to be reading on the air. I wanted to ask you... I've never asked you this in real life, and certainly you've only been on the show a couple of times.
Right.
Do you remember the smell of the cheese factory in Beloit, Wisconsin?
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm.
How would you describe that, sweetie?
As gross feet.
Gross feet.
Ew.
That's
a
winner.
And was it all over the whole town?
It was just in the downtown.
It was just in the downtown when you crossed the bridge, kind of by the post office.
But it was all the time down there.
It was like, as you drove in that one circle, as I was describing to them, that you drive around like the hardware store and the Five and Dime, and it would just be that one area of the circuit where it just smelled like ass every day.
Yeah. It was disgusting.
Every day. All right, well, thank you. Thank you for... we're following up on that.
You're very welcome.
All right, I'll call you tonight. I love you, sweetie.
I love you, too.
All right, bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
That's a base hit. She hit that one. Yeah. Gross feet.
Like gross feet.
No further explanations necessary.
Right. So there's a college in
gross
this town.
Gross feet.
There's a college. Beloit College. And what they do is, every year they put out a list of things that people that are entering college do not know about.
Yeah, this will make you feel old.
And this is not like, not knowledge and not pop culture. These are things that have really happened.
Right.
For instance, and we got this yesterday, members of the class of 2010.
These are educated people that are going to college.
It's Beloit College.
Right.
So.
Well, is it, but it's not for Beloit College alone, or is it for their college specifically?
It's called their mindset list.
Right.
Okay, so if you're going to Beloit College this year, first off, kiss your ass goodbye.
Good luck.
Because you're going to die on the cheese field.
If you're going to Beloit College this year, I just want to say, hi, counselor.
All right, so if you are entering Beloit College this year, or any college this
year. Hello, doctor.
If you're entering any college this year.
Any school.
You were probably born in 1988.
Uh-huh.
For you, the following people have always been dead. Billy Carter, Lucille Ball, Gilda Radner, Billy Martin, Andy Gibb, and the Horse Secretariat.
All right.
Also for you, the Soviet Union has never existed, and you've never known it to be scary.
Wow.
You've only known two presidents in your lives. There's always only been one Germany. They've never heard anyone actually ring it up on a cash register.
Technically, according to Rob, there really always has only been one Germany.
They are wireless, yet they are always connected.
Mm-hmm.
A coffee has always taken longer to make than a milkshake. Smoking has never been permitted on airlines.
Mm-hmm.
The moral majority has never needed an organization. They never had to tell the difference between the St. Louis baseball and football teams. DNA fingerprinting has always been admissible evidence in court.
That's a big one right there.
Airlines, yeah.
In the old days, you had to get the gumshoe to get it. Yes, sir. Yeah, let's find out who's over there.
They have known fax machines as a way of communication their entire lives.
Well, they haven't missed all.
They're lucky. Google has always been a verb.
Wow.
Milli Vanilli has never had anything to say.
Does that mean they don't know Milli Vanilli?
That's right.
Right. And they're very happy lives, not to.
Barcodes have been on everything.
Hmm.
From library cards to snail mail. Madden has always been a game, never a coach.
You know, Don, when I was a small boy, actually when I was a young man growing up, you know what the barcode I knew was?
Finish your drink!
Phantom of the Opera has always been on Broadway.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. Reality shows have always been on TV.
Ain't all that great, is it?
No.
Being born in 1988.
No.
Hold on.
Of course, that's something an old person would say.
Is it?
Not all that much of an advantage. You don't have all the great things that we dealt with. Yeah.
They have always been able to watch wars and revolutions live on TV.
Sure. That's significant.
Let me see. Green tea has always been marketed for health purposes. Small white holiday lights have always been in style. They have never had the chance to eat truly bad airline food.
Yeah, they don't serve any food.
They have always been searching for Waldo.
Yeah, where's Waldo? I love Where's Waldo. That's something that I like that we share.
They've never played the state license plate game in the car.
Really? How do they prove that?
No, that's not true.
I would assume. Yeah. You play that with your kids, don't you? The thing about Google being a verb all their lives, we didn't have Google in 1988.
I'm just reading this to you guys.
All right.
Guys.
No, we're not picking on you.
Guys. Watch it.
Guys, Disneyland has always been in Europe and Asia. Here's what I don't get. They never saw Bernard Shaw on CNN.
Brainy Shaw?
BFD.
Whatever.
You saw him at a bar once.
Bernard Shaw?
Yeah, at a Christmas party.
That's right.
That's right, we did.
Smoking.
Lexus has always been the luxury car of choice. TV stations have never ended the broadcast day with the national anthem.
That's a big one.
LoJack transmitters have been finding lost and stolen cars their entire lives.
Mm-hmm.
Diane Sawyer has always been live on primetime.
And we're grateful for it.
Disposable contact lenses have always been available. They have always dissed what they don't like. Richard M. Daley has always been the mayor of Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And Ringo Starr has always been clean and sober.
Now that's sad.
Yeah.
They don't know the goofy Ringo. I mean, if you don't know the goofy Ringo, that's a strange, thought-provoking kind of list.
Let me see. So, as in, that is so New York,
right.
Has always been a drawn-out adjective, modifying a proper noun.
You are so clueless.
Which, in turn, modifies something else.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's correct.
Can you say that again, please, because I interrupted you.
You want to learn from
that. So, as in, that's so New York,
right,
has always been a drawn-out adjective, modifying a proper noun, which in turn modifies something else.
I don't know. That is so Rockville. That is so very Rockville.
Wrong.
Oh, God.
He was. So, you know, you could throw that in any town, and it has completely different meanings, you know. You are so Bowie.
There you go. You're one. 9 out of 10 people.
You are so Chico.
9 out of 10. 9 out of 10 have never mailed anything using a stamp.
Well, what? Now that's wrong.
Now how could that be?
Because you can pay all your bills online.
Well, how else do you get your letters to the Mickey Mouse Club?
Electronic postage.
If anything can happen, Ben.
How else do you send your letters to Captain America?
And what? When was Green Tea not marketed for help? When was Green Tea marketed for anything except for being?
Green tea.
Green tea didn't exist.
Yeah. It's another made-up one.
I mean, you know what it tells me? They're stupid. Thank you.
They've all grown up pushing their own miniature shopping carts in the supermarket. We never had that, Mike. There's always been the threat in their lives of being outed.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I back in the 40s. Didn't they out people in the 40s?
Yes.
Boogers candy has always been the favorite for grossing out parents.
My kids like boogers. I mean the candy.
Anyway, that's from Beloit.
Oh, those are fun.
Yeah, that's great fun. But remember, as my daughter said, it smells like feet.
But you know how that comes into practice? And I don't want to say that I have personal experience with this. But when you're having a discussion and you will mention somebody in pop culture from your past, and the person doesn't know who that is.
Right.
And that happens to me very, very often with younger people, because you'll say something, well, you remember that guy, or you'll throw out a movie, and a movie that you really assume everybody knows. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what? I said it yesterday on the show. I mentioned Animal House.
Right.
And I said, you know.
For anybody who hasn't seen it.
And really, there are people probably that haven't seen it by now.
I can't imagine.
I mean, by now, there are people. That's not a frame of reference.
Here's the thing. Like, my frame of reference on that is like my kid. Yeah, my kid's 21. And sure, he watched Animal House. This is one of the first movies that I made him watch.
Right.
But he still watches it now with his friends, and they all like it, independent of the fact that when he was 12 years old, I said to him, you know, like it was the biggest state secret in the world.
Right.
Do you want to see what your dad thinks is the funniest movie of all time that includes naked chicks?
And he went, yeah.
How did he,
I really think, isn't that, Animal House is kind of timeless, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, it really is.
I remember, you might remember me telling this on the air, more important than that was, when Big Frieda watched the movie with me.
Right.
One Christmas, Jesus Christ, that has to be like 15 years ago, we lived in the house we lived in before I live in now. She sat down on Christmas Day, and I think I had just gotten the brand new VHS copy
of Animal House.
Like whatever it was, the 10th anniversary or whatever. Mm-hmm. And she said, may I watch this with you? Mm-hmm. And I was like, ooh, okay, this would be a little awkward. My mother-in-law wants to watch this movie. She loved it.
Yeah.
She absolutely loved it.
It still, I think, is the definitive college movie, even after all the. But wouldn't you say people in a certain age group, it would be American Pie, something like that? That would be
their movie
of reference.
I think the problem is now that a lot of the youngsters or whoever are watching it on TBS. And it's not got the shock value, and it's not as amazing. I mean, I remember sneaking into the theater on, like, its third release to see it.
Right.
And it changes your life.
You can't, and you know what? A movie like Animal House, that there ought to be a law against that you don't chop up, take out the nudity, take out the language.
Right.
No. You destroy. You effectively destroy.
You know,
even with dramas, you can almost get by on a drama, but a comedy, you destroy it. You kill it.
Yep. Something About Mary.
Mm-hmm.
That would be the one that I think also came out where people...
Yeah.
People really, after been out a couple of months, went, Jesus Christ, this is like the funniest movie I've seen since, Animal House.
And it was.
Right.
And it still holds
still
up
is.
As that.
Yeah.
It really is.
Still is. Oh, let me see what else. People now going, they are wireless, yet always connected. A stained blue dress is as famous to them as third-rate burglary was to us.
Yeah, Watergate and, Monica and Watergate.
They got the better deal.
Fake fur has always been a necessary element of style. For most of their lives, most major airlines have been bankrupt. Manuel Noriega has always been in jail in the United States.
Uh-huh.
What does this one mean? They have grown up getting lost in big boxes.
The box
big box stores, like Costco.
Oh, all right, okay, understood.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
or a bad day.
Well, that's what it's. I mean, they've gotten grown up getting lost in Costco's,
right?
Yeah, and like.
Is fine. There another store called the Big Box Store that I
know? No, Sam's Club.
They're called Big Box Store.
Right.
I learned something today. I never knew that.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don and Mike. How y'all doing?
We're doing great, my friend.
Calling up here from York County, Pennsylvania, WOYK. You had talked about the cheese factory there in Wisconsin with your daughter.
Yes, sir.
Up here in Spring Grove, we have a town. We have a Glatfelter Paper Company. And it smells like a pot of mustard greens that somebody had left on the stove for a couple of days and forgot about. It's rotten.
Wow.
Really. Oh, when we pass by through York on the way north, when the wind's blowing out of the west in the winter, Spring Grove's like 15 miles away, you can still smell it. It's horrible up here.
Do you know what we had? Not from all my childhood, but in my town, in my hometown.
Thank you for the call, my friend.
We had a tannery. A tannery. I defy you to find anything that smells worse than that. That's when they are processing hides.
Yeah.
And, man, it was disgusting.
That ain't good.
In Richmond, depending on the weather pattern, the town would either smell like vanilla from the Sours Vanilla Factory or a bad cigarette from R.J. Reynolds.
Listen, Richmond, Virginia, smells like pure ass. Really. Virginia is, without question, the rectum of Virginia.
Which would you say is worse, Newark or the Meadowlands, that part of Jersey, Richmond?
You've got to go Newark.
Yeah.
Only because they're bigger, they've got more swamp, they've got more smell. However, if
Richmond is on the river.
I've heard Jacksonville, Florida, too, is a horrible smelling area. Didn't you tell me that? Did you tell me, Jacksonville just smells like ass all the time?
Yes, I did. Yes, and it does.
It's great to mention all these cities. We're not on in them, so what the hell?
When the James River would be low, there'd be good rivers.
I really stop and think about it.
Huh?
God damn it. Jacksonville might be the smelliest. Jacksonville's definitely smellier than Richmond.
We were actually thinking about going to a Super Bowl show, and you were talking about Jacksonville early on. You said you will not believe Jacksonville.
The company, we get to go to the Super Bowl every once in a while and do a show down there, and it was offered up, and I said to the guys, I said, we should wait until it's in Miami.
Right.
Because Jacksonville, that was it. Jacksonville smells like ass. There's a Waffle House on every corner, and Jacksonville is like Houston on steroids.
Well, thank God they're going to a better city now. You know, they're going to Detroit, right?
No, that was last year.
That was last year, so where is it now?
It's Miami, my friend.
Oh, that's right. It's back in Miami.
And remember, Jacksonville didn't have hotels. They had to put everyone on boats.
Yeah, that's right, because they had a shortage.
Well, they never have enough hotels.
Well, they all talked about, I think some of the writers that were coming to the Super Bowl talked about the smell, but in a very veiled way.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Kornheiser wasn't all that veiled.
Yeah, they couldn't just write in the big headline, Jacksonville smells like ass. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
How you doing? I got something for you that smells pretty bad. I know you get into the city a lot. Have you ever driven through Salisbury?
Oh, by the chicken processing plants?
Mm. Oh, yeah, man.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. Hey, and if you want a real treat, as long as we're talking about Ocean City, Maryland, if you're coming off the Route 90 bridge and you go right past where the police station is and there's a big that big thing with the water slides and the big municipal area, there's the world's most pungent outdoor sewage system that, and I believe every piece of fecal matter that has gone from mouth to where it comes out to toilet ends up right in this one little swamp area, which incidentally is right by where they are building these incredible condos that they're like charging $1 million for. And I remember when Frida was alive, we were just, she loved looking at real estate.
Right.
I was like, okay. Let's go look. And we went over there one afternoon. It was like 95 degrees. And said, oh, my God, the smell. Awful. Oh, and in Ocean City, Maryland, where they have been running us in the morning, which is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Because they're running, like, the show we're doing right now today on Friday, they're going to run it on Monday.
They're going to stop doing that, right?
Yes, they are stopping that in 2 weeks. They're going to put us back on live. Where we should be on 96 Rock.
Very good. Have a good Monday, OC. Welcome to 1000 Fecal Place. Fecal Towers. We hope you enjoy. This is a lovely two-bedroom unit with a jacuzzi overlooking the plant.
But yeah, that smells, the sewage plant smells, but when you go past the chicken slaughterhouses on Route 50.
I think we can all agree. I mean, I know you and I will agree that the chicken, a chicken truck, a chicken plant, but it is. I've never smelled anything even remotely like that.
I know we got a break, but do you remember when Frida stopped eating chicken?
Yeah, right.
Don't you remember? Because we drove past one of those trucks.
And the trucks are horrible.
She saw all of the chickens in the truck,
right?
And then she smelled the smell.
Crammed together.
And she said, really, I will never eat chicken again.
And she did.
It's amazing how something that looks and smells like that, and then there's that delightful chicken breast that you eat. It really, it's horrible.
Who wants wings?
I do love when you're driving by the truck and the feathers are blowing out. It's a great comical 1940s image.
It hasn't stopped you from eating chicken, has it?
I sometimes don't even cook it. I flag the truck over. I say, what can you spare?
And Buzz, no, you're correct. Yeah. But that's what about Hershey, Pennsylvania? Really, it smells like chocolate.
Exactly. It does.
It does smell like chocolate.
It's delightful.
Hey, you know what? I just want to take one call.
Makes you want to pull off the highway.
I don't want to ask this guy to stay on hold through the break, but it's a guy. I just found a guy who's seen the movie The Mother.
Oh, okay.
Matt.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey, Matt. Is that a great movie or what?
It's pretty wicked. God.
Now, where did you see it and where can we find it?
I was actually over at a friend's house who had recorded it onto his little TiVo.
Who had recorded it also.
You know what? That's a fantastic idea for those of you with TiVo.
Is it a good movie? I mean, with all the content issues, is it a good movie?
Mike, no, I couldn't tell you.
I couldn't get by the whole idea.
I couldn't tell you because every time I started to watch it, was like the guy starts making out with a 60-year-old woman again.
Yeah!
And right away, it's like someone's just banging you on the head. Whoa, what the hell was that?
What's wild about that guy who's in that doing the bingo bango with the grandma, that's the guy who's going to be the new James Bond.
Oh, that guy.
Oh, are you kidding?
It is a British film.
That's the guy. His name's Daniel Craig.
Incidentally, I like that guy. I think he's going to be a great James Bond. I like the fact that he didn't go for the matinee idol type. I'm looking forward to that.
I got something for you. That's an outstanding chip in. Rob, I'm sure we have something.
Yes, we do.
From the prize closet.
Would you like John Stewart tickets?
Yeah, you want John Stewart tickets?
I'm
would.
I'm way out here in Wichita.
Oh.
Well,
he'd really like
you want
them.
Tickets to see the cable guy, Larry, or whatever?
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. I'm joking, of course, because I'm just thinking Wichita.
No, you get a copy of Weeds, season one on DVD.
Excellent prize.
Emmy winner Mary Louise Parker returns for an all-new season of Buzz's favorite show, Weeds.
She's hot.
Starting August 14th at 10 p.m. only on Showtime.
I was just trying to be silly. I don't mean that, sir. Sorry about that.
Thank you, friend. Everybody has got the phones jammed up. We'll take some calls. Perhaps when we come back.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Let's see how this is going to work. Hold on a second.
Hello there. Hi, this is Michael Hughes.
Okay. Pretend the phone is ringing now.
Very good.
And then we have bring...
The recipe for indifference.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
You? Yep, sure do, buddy.
Ring, ring.
Okay, buddy.
Ring. Is it better than if I call you ass?
Yeah, but it's just unexpected.
Okay, ass.
See, that's something.
There you go. Now you found it. There you go. Oh, the phone's ringing.
Huh. Hello there.
Hello?
Hi, this is Michael Hughes.
You there?
Oh, yes.
Speak up now.
Oh, these guys.
No.
Okay, there you are. Hey, this is your cousin.
Hey, take it easy. You're scaring me.
How you doing?
And I'm wearing a rocking pair of ruby slippers.
I'm pretty good. Well, I've been better, honestly, to tell you the truth.
Money.
Well, I've been having a little trouble with some stuff, and I could honestly use a bit of money.
Oh, I don't like that.
Could you help me out a little bit?
Louder, please. We're not getting any younger.
Well, why not?
Nope. Can't really decide.
I know it's a lot to ask, but, I think you're pretty well off and all, and you could help a relative out just a little bit.
I'm a diaper enthusiast.
Yeah, well, just about $50 would really, really, really do us some good down here.
Have you no desitin?
Yeah. All right, well,
no way.
How about just a gift certificate?
No.
I thought you'd be more understanding about this.
By any chance, are you into wine enemas?
Well... I'll just be going along my way then, I guess.
Now, this must end.
And I wish you the best.
Yes, please.
All right, take care.
You are a good whore.
Thanks for nothing.
Goodbye, and goodbye.
Bravo. Bravo.
That would be absolutely a...
They never shame the beast, Don and Mike.
All right, now, let me see. The rule is... if somebody calls, like, on my machine at home, right, like in our office, because as you guys know, who have been calling me over the last couple of days, they've been working on my telephone.
Right.
So now I've got both my lines at my home are working, and on the one number, the special number, I've got a message saying may be recorded for on air.
Right.
So I call home and I check my messages.
Right.
I'm going to have to be careful. I'm going to have to ride the monitor here because I don't want to give out the name of a business,
right,
or give out a phone number.
Okay.
But just let me hip you to, even now, how incredibly insensitive people are about somebody passing away. Mm. I know I've done this before, but it's been over a year.
Right.
Yeah. It's been a year and 2 months almost since Frida passed away. And this morning I got a call from a radiology, the thing, you know.
Lab, I guess.
I guess she had had some work done, I guess, before she passed away.
Right.
And the woman called this morning and she said, may I speak to Frida? And I said, is this a joke? And she said, no, I'm calling from blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And I said, well, you guys really should. I wasn't rude to her at all. I said, you really should do your research.
Sure.
Because Frida has passed away. So I'm guessing whatever bill it is, you're probably going to have to eat, because I really don't know what the deal is with insurance.
Mm-hmm.
So, give me a second.
It's still happening. You're still getting those calls.
Yeah.
They're very consistent when it comes to money.
Yeah, hold on a second.
Welcome to Verizon's voice messaging. Please enter a mailbox.
La, la, la.
Okay.
Please enter your passcode.
What is it? I just put it in today. There it is.
One. New message.
Okay, now, bear with me because I'm going to have to pod this thing down because I don't want the name of the place to get out or the voice or,
right,
or the phone number.
To send a message. First message.
Here we go.
Yes, I'm trying to get in touch with Mr. or Mrs. Source. This is Melody with Regina. You had spoke to one of my coworkers earlier, stating that Frida had passed away. I was wondering if you could give me a call back at 301-18. My extension is...
Mm-hmm.
My name is Melody Mack.
Mm-hmm.
3. I need to see if we can get a copy of the paper for death certificate. Thank you very much.
Well handled.
Wow.
There you go.
You know what?
To repeat this message, press 1 okay, to save it.
Message erased.
Man, is that perspective on it.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, you've talked about it a couple of times, but that drives it home like it's never been driven home.
And that's after I was polite to the woman this morning who called, and I was not rude, and I didn't say, you know, my standard when there was someone asking for me to say, you know, do you have a shovel? You know, I said, no, is this a joke?
Right.
No, she passed away. And then you heard it.
I would call them respectfully back and tell them to go to hell.
And if you listen to the very beginning, you say, I'm looking for Mr. and Mrs. Source.
Right. Right. After you've already said that.
Indicated that there is.
And
no
also
longer...
prove it is what they're saying.
Right.
Yeah, right.
And you know what? You don't have to.
No.
Take me to court.
Exactly.
Take me to court.
No.
Take me to court over food.
She sounded like a real people person. Nice person.
Right.
Very skilled in people's skills.
I really want to pay for that mammogram or whatever it was that Frida had done before she passed away because you've made it so understanding.
I had spoke to you about that last year. Great job.
If they were as persistent about our health as they were about the money, that'd be nice.
Is there any sector of the world that we live in right now other than healthcare that where they're any ruder? I mean, insurance, healthcare, that area.
They're pretty cold.
I mean,
Jesus.
It's amazing. I guess bill collectors.
There's asses everywhere.
Right.
I mean, Christ, I was at the car place today, and I saw just a guy who was standing there and had said, I had waited 2 hours to have my oil changed, and the woman behind the counter just jumped out of her seat and said to him, it's Friday. Who brings a car in to be serviced on a Friday? Now, she said this in front of a bunch of us, including me, standing there having our car serviced
on Friday.
On a Friday.
As good a day as any.
Like what she's saying to the guy is, in essence, what she was saying is, how stupid are you? Everybody knows you're coming on a Friday.
This is the person working there?
This was the lady at the cashier's desk.
Right. Wow.
Because the guy went up and he said, hey, I've not heard my name called or anything. And she said, all right, hold on a second.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, they do the whole thing. And she gets the paperwork and she goes, oh, yeah, what time do you got here at 11:30? Mm. Yeah. Well, it's Friday. Everybody knows on Friday.
Yeah.
Go have a seat.
Don't let them break on Friday.
Go have a seat.
Well, you know, if you did a statistical survey, you'd probably break out Mondays and Fridays be the busiest day.
Yeah,
worst. I would imagine that's when people want to get it done.
The worst work gets done on those days as well.
That's
that proven,
I believe,
on this show.
It's proven in our parking lot here.
Yeah, this place is a ghost town on Mondays and Fridays. In this new building that
right
we're in now.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike, turn that radio down for the love of Christ who died for your sins.
Oh, man.
Come on, you're really pissing off the J-Man.
You're bringing us down.
Hello.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Yeah, you're on the air. Go ahead, sir.
Michael Merrow.
Yes.
Rumors are you are building a restaurant in Sacramento. Is it true?
It's damn it, how did that get out?
Here there are rumors.
How the hell did that get out?
I love Don and Mike's show.
Bankers. Bankers are another sector that provides fantastic service with such a caring compassion.
Now, you know, I have to be honest that at least at the bank I go to, because I go to the same branch all the time, they know my name and stuff, and I go in, and they're all very nice. And
I kind of like my bank.
And
yeah,
polite, and they're not rude.
They're honest
the
about
bank.
It. They're in the money business. You expect them to want money.
Yeah, I mean,
not like health care.
What did your bank do that pissed you off?
Oh, the consistency of the fees. And
what's your fee?
They act like you got to pull a tooth or something.
Well, let me tell you that my door is always open. You can come in anytime you want and discuss that with Ms. Hathaway or myself.
And
my name is Milburn Drysdale.
Who are you?
I'm president of the Commerce Bank of Beverly Hills, Milburn Drysdale. Mm-hmm. Please stop by. Ask that.
I am Michael Scott Shannon.
See my associate, Mr. Shannon. He'll set you up with a new CD.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi. My name is Joe.
Yeah, Joe. Hello, Joe.
Hi. So I let you know that most states, you have 6 months after death to publish any kind of bill. After that, they're screwed. So tell them to go to hell.
Well, in essence, that's what I'm trying to do here.
Tell them that anyway, whether it's okay or not.
I certainly will.
Whether it's legal or not, it's definitely okay.
Good tip.
It's been a while since one of those calls has filtered its way through.
And what it is, you know what it really sounded to me like? Someone who doesn't really know what's going on other than she's trying to get her money.
Right.
It really didn't sound, because when she mentioned the death certificate, she didn't really kind of
know who.
It was like a little theory she had. Maybe she'd been told. Who knows? F them.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I've got the question.
Whoa, what the hell? Where are you calling from? Were you playing in traffic?
On for cash.
Oh, it's me?
It sounded like you almost got rear-ended.
No, hold on.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it's crazy out here today. hey, have you or Mike ever been with the same girl at the same time?
Yes.
Yeah!
Many times.
You guys are badass, bro. All right, later on, dude.
All right, bro.
That's all he needed.
Thank you. Bye, bro.
That's all he needed.
See you later, bro.
How is John?
Lada.
My lady, Jayla.
Oh, yeah. Hello.
Hello, Lada. Don and Mike Show.
Yes, sir.
How about that idiot caller?
Yeah, all right, bro.
You're a man.
Like a pickup truck going 90 miles an hour almost took his door up.
Yeah.
All right, bro.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Don.
Yes.
I used to work for a financial services company. Had a gentleman that was after his deceased wife's mutual fund money. And unfortunately, we had to have the death certificate. And he was hee-hawing around about providing it, trying to be as nice to him as we could. Finally got it. And we found out the reason why he didn't really want to have us look at it is because it's a cause of death was self-inflicted gunshot to the head.
Oh, isn't that cool?
Well, that's wonderful, but what does that have to do with me? My wife didn't die of a self-inflicted gunshot wound to the head.
No, and they should be nice to you, too.
Bye!
Did you get a tiny bit of the fact that he was, in a way, defending them?
Yes, he was trying to.
And he needs to be destroyed.
He was trying to.
He needs to be destroyed.
Thank you, Mr. Carr.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Have him come down to the Commerce Bank of Beverly Hills, and I will destroy him.
Hello there.
Hi, Milburn.
Okay, going, gone.
Yeah.
Frank Sinbean.
That was worth the wait, wasn't it?
That. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don.
Yeah, hi, we're here.
Hey, it's completely appropriate for them to ask for a death certificate.
Really? Oh, yeah, it is transparent.
Then just go ahead, just hang up there.
Yeah. You know what that was all about. Then he's all excited.
Don and Mike Show, he just made.
Yeah.
Look at all the babies he killed.
Hey.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Well, at least he won't have to go to Hershey Park to get that chocolate abortion.
But you're looking forward to that trip.
Oh, yeah. Hello, I want to be there in the room when it happens. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Bob Dole wants to be in the room, too.
Bob, this is not the original Bob Dole.
No, that was not the Bob Dole guy.
Not a chance.
Don and Mike Show.
Liddy Dole going over a chocolate.
Bob Dole.
Hey, Liddy, let's hop on the highway and go out for a big chocolate.
Bob Dole, chocolate abortion.
Hey, she loves chocolate.
Do it with my pencil.
Hot chocolate.
That pencil that's stuck in my pencil.
Got the pencil right here, and I'm stirring up some fresh chocolate for Liddy Dole. She's going to dip her strawberries in it.
Hello,
and I'm not talking about the fruit.
You're on the air.
Hello?
Yeah, what? Please. How many times?
Oh, yeah. Did you guys hear about the Arizona Cardinals Stadium who is making a bid on the naming rights?
I don't know how many times we must invite you people into our home until you finally realize that you're in the foyer.
Mm-hmm.
The foyer, excuse me.
You like saying foyer,
either one.
Though.
Foyer.
Foyer.
Okay, no. I'll buy this as a joke or real?
No, this is actually real. There's some fast food joint in Phoenix or something, a franchise. They're called...
Gee, wait, hold on a second. You're about to give us some information. Do you know anything about it?
Yes.
Or something indicates you don't, when you say or something.
What I know is that a company called Pink Taco is trying to get the naming rights for the football stadium. And
Pink
I thought
Taco?
Pink. Yes, I thought the comedic possibilities were rather...
No, Pink Taco.
Yeah, Pink Taco.
There
stop,
is such a place.
Stop and think just for a moment. The NFL, their favorite color is green.
Right.
Even with that, there's no way that you'd ever turn on a game and say, welcome to Pink Taco Stadium.
One can only hope.
Yeah.
Because as soon as they get the naming rights... We'll have the tape on the show.
Hey, it's me again. Hey.
Oh, no, it's not you again.
Yeah.
I forgot to hang up on that
guy who loves it.
Sorry about that. I forgot to hang up on that guy. There, now he's good and hung up on.
Hi, welcome to Pink Taco Stadium.
Don and Mike Show.
I like it already.
Hello.
Opener.
Hello, Don.
Yeah.
This is Leroy, your old black neighbor from a long time ago.
Oh,
do you remember
God, that is horrible. Hello, Don and Mike.
That is horrible.
Hello.
Hello.
What is wrong with you people?
Hey.
Hello. Leroy, it's Leroy.
Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Yes. Hello? I like when you state it as a question. Not as a statement. Although, technically it is a question because it has a question mark at the end of it.
And he got his hello back and he was not able to handle it.
The first one is a question and then you reply with the affirmative.
Right. Hello, Don
that's
and Mike
why
Show.
That's where the Italians have it over us. Pronto.
Hello.
Hello.
Ciao. What's up?
I just want to talk to Don and Mike. Hope you can get the Hershey squirt.
They are very busy today. Can you call another day?
Can I wait and hope?
No, I'm terribly sorry. They are going to be unable to take your call today.
They told us anybody really...
All right.
They told us anybody really, really stupid could not be allowed on the air today.
Huh.
I hope you understand.
And I think you've given us the correct answer.
Is there going to be a stupid person call-in show?
Well, it's generally, I think it's Monday through Thursday, but today both Don and Mike have told me that they don't want any stupid calls, so really I can't let them through.
But they've urged all the callers that have that problem to go out and buy 10 lottery tickets.
Well, isn't it like Monday or Thursday today?
No, it's Friday today.
Today's Friday.
Friday.
It's Superior IQ Friday.
Have you the cash to go out and purchase 10 lottery tickets?
How much would that be?
$10 if they were a dollar apiece.
There is no way that Don and Mike will talk to you on the radio.
Sorry.
I've just been told that.
Oh, that's too bad.
It is.
I just wanted to tell them, you know, I hope they don't get the Hershey squirt.
I think you said that before, but see, that would once again... Speak to the fact that you've said it twice now.
Squirt, 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 squirt.
Can I tell you something? It's not my decision. It's their decision. I think you're funny as hell. I've let you on the air. I work with them all the time. Don is a huge dick. Mike is very much constantly in flux. Rob has a temper that's out of control.
Mm.
Hey, have you ever heard how they treat me on the air? This is Joe.
Yeah, they treat you like they're Nazis.
Yeah, you got it right.
Yeah, they're such dicks.
Absolute stormtroopers.
Jesus Christ, I wish I could let you talk to them. They just said no.
Well, could you send my love to them?
No, I hate them.
Yeah?
Yeah, I don't send that kind of love to people.
No. Anybody like you that I can talk to off the air, I tell them the truth.
Yeah.
I hate working for Don and Mike. I pray for their demise.
And not just the radio show. Their real death.
Or you should save your pennies and get 10 lotto tickets.
No, that's maybe what you're supposed to do. All right. Them. Okay.
Okay.
Enough.
Gotcha. All ass. Right. Thanks. Thanks for calling.
Squirt, squirt, squirt.
Pure ass.
I'm sorry we can't let you through on the air.
Squirt.
Yeah, yeah. You know, we're entering 0 hour. We're entering lonely hour.
Guys without dates. We could have engaged him for a while. He may have caught on at the end, but definitely not until like the last 15 seconds.
Yeah, he's definitely got he's got a big weekend plan. He's going to have himself a nice little Friday night.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
You guys, why do you have so many stupid listeners? I consider myself to be pretty intelligent, and I'm ashamed of the people who listen to your show.
Well, that's because you live in a flower.
You know what, though, Don? I called, my grandmother passed away years ago, and I called the bank to get a trust fund that she had set up for us, and it's very clearly I talked to them about bringing in the death certificate and stuff, and as a beneficiary, they told me I had to bring her in.
This is your grandmother or your mother?
It was my grandmother.
Linda.
You would have to bring your dead grandmother in.
Right.
Yeah.
So stupid people are all around.
Although, you know, we actually have a piece of software that helps us identify callers. I think maybe you've heard us mention it. It gives us, for instance, I can tell that you've called the show 3 times since we've moved into our new studio.
That's a lie.
Nope, 3 times. 3 times you've called from this number.
Someone has from this number.
No, yeah. Well, not since the new studios. I've called twice before, and today's the first day in the new studio.
Ah. Either way, you mentioned that we've got a lot of dumb callers, and we now have some software that actually evaluates the callers.
No, don't say I'm dumb. I love you guys.
Would you like to be evaluated?
Wouldn't you like to be evaluated by the software?
Really don't.
It's fun. Come on.
Let's just ask, can we just put your call into the database and see what comes back?
Understand if you gave me the translator because of my annoying voice.
No, it's a cute voice. We want to test the equipment.
All right, go ahead and evaluate.
Good. Okay, and before we do that, how tall are you?
5 foot tall.
Would you please count backwards from 100?
100, 99, 98, 97, 96, 95. How long do I do this after you hung up on me?
Oh, no. Honey, we are getting still the information. On the
air. How long does it take before she gets into the database?
Mike, if you can just engage her in conversation for 10 seconds, we'll have our answer.
Ma'am, how are you doing today? You having a good Friday?
I'm having a wonderful Friday, seeing as I'm going home from the office as soon as I'm done.
Oh, wonderful. That's a very, very good thing. We are now ready. Your call has been inputted into the database.
Results are ready, I think.
Let's see what happens. We're going to get your evaluation immediately.
This is hot, sexy stuff, I tell you.
Okay.
Hot, sexy stuff.
Very good.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now let's see what the computer says. Computer.
You effing C-word.
Oh, no.
Well, that's about accurate. I'm not dumb, though.
You like attention, don't you?
The computers have some more information. Computer?
Slut, skank, whore.
Oh, my
check,
goodness.
Check, double check.
You can suck this.
Oh, dear, now. The computer. Computer's getting very personal.
Have
right
you ever
now.
Said no?
Let's do it.
What I need to do here is have me a bunch of affairs.
All right, well, let's get the final word then.
You effing idiot.
Okay.
Thank you
for testing. Obviously, a problem.
Shut the F up.
Thank you for talking to the computer.
Thanks for helping us test it.
Thanks, Don.
Mind your own effing business. Leave me the F alone. I hate you. F you. Shut the F up.
All right. Sorry, Ariel. It's not us. It's the computer.
Uh-huh.
Have a nice weekend.
You too. God, you're ugly.
You too, Michelle.
Oh, Michelle.
Yeah.
You effing C-word.
Hey.
We will be there.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
You're a goddamn genius.
Don and Mike on the Pike. This Wednesday at 8 p.m., Don and Mike and their whole wacky crew invade Hooters on Rockville Pike. Come on out for some wings and perhaps a blast. Don't miss Don and Mike's triumphant Maryland debut. You'll wish that the night would never end. And who knows, maybe it won't. The Don and Mike Reno style show. Hooters of Rockville. That's how I roll.
I understand you're pretty funny as a DJ, and, well,
Comedy is a kind of hobby of mine. Well, actually, it's a little more than just a hobby. Reader's Digest is considering publishing two of my jokes.
Really?
Yeah. And perhaps some night we could maybe get together and swap humorous stories. Yeah. For fun.
Oh, why not? Maybe play a couple of Tennessee Ernie Ford records. That'd be a hoot.
That's a joke, right?
Maybe.
I get it.
The Don and Mike Show.
Call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Is that true, Mike Wallace?
Damn right.
Hey. Hi, Michael.
How you doing, Mike?
Wallace?
Damn right.
Okay, there he is.
Mike Wallace.
He's sorry for the vodka. They will cost him a fortune in fudge. The Don and Mike Show.
Is there more Wallace?
Damn right.
Hey, Wallace.
Oh, we had more than one. We had more than one of him.
That's exactly what lesbians like to do.
And that is David Letterman.
That was David Letterman. That was
another CBS employee.
CBS. All right. Let me see. Oh, you just heard the thing about our big party next Wednesday night.
Right.
Love to see you there. We got an idea for a contest. We got a TV commercial that Mike and I will buy the time for. Get a TV commercial made, a 30-second commercial for our radio show for WJFK in Washington, D.C., and get it on YouTube, and Mike and I will find the one that we think is the best.
Right.
And we'll actually buy commercial time on cable TV.
Yeah, and then we want the good homegrown quality. That's what we're looking for.
Cool. Yeah, get information on our website at DonandMikeWebsite.com. If you go there today, pictures that we will get to in just a moment. Lots of pictures for you, Mike. I'll play all the pictures for everybody in a second. But first, I went to this.
Boys.
Went to this. I went to a bunch of betting websites today. Because
BETTING or BETTING?
Yes.
Right.
Because not only are the Emmys on this weekend, who cares? You can find the odds on that, and people are betting on the Emmys.
Yeah. Money's on Cheers.
I went to BetUS.com. That sucked. But when I went to Bodog.com, not only did they have all the stuff about the Emmys, but they already had, you can bet on which tribe will win the racial CBS Survivor Show.
Not very good. And I'm sure CBS loves that.
So, here are your odds right now. People are already betting on this.
Okay.
Yeah. In first place, the Asians.
Really?
Huh. The Asians. Favorite.
You cannot discount cleverness.
Second, Hispanics.
Really?
Third, African Americans.
Wow.
And fourth?
Whitey bringing up the rear?
Whitey. No one's betting on Whitey in the new Survivor.
Wow.
Now, the pictures we have on the website, in no particular order, but you will be able to figure out who is who. First, I got a picture of Heather Locklear wearing a skirt on a street in Beverly Hills where you can almost see through to her ass.
Yes.
And also there's a picture of Carla Booth. She is the sex slave girl that had sex with Osama bin Laden.
Oh.
So that's her on the top.
Oh, hey, you know what? Hats off to Heather Lott. That looks real good.
Yeah.
That still manages to look stunning. Absolutely.
Yeah, she was at Saks Fifth Avenue in Beverly Hills.
Wow.
And how about that?
Boy, oh, boy.
And if you look,
she's either thonged up or she's not wearing nothing.
I spent most of the morning 1 inch from the computer.
Nothing?
No underwear.
Oh, my God.
No, my brightness all the way.
God bless her.
No underpants at
all. God, that butt looks good.
Now, also, take a look at the black chick, Carla Booth.
Uh-huh.
Booth. She's the girl who was Osama's sex slave.
Ah.
Now,
she has big, beautiful breasts.
She says, among other things, that Osama bin Laden is a big fan of Miami Vice.
Yes. Oh, I love that Crockett and Tubbs.
He answers to the nickname of Sami.
Sami. Sami.
He liked her to dance to the B-52's Rock Lobster.
Sure. Well, who doesn't? You know, you can't blame a guy for that, right?
He would say, dance like a Caucasioid girl. Caucasioid.
Really?
Wanted her to dance white.
Huh?
He's very good at deep sea fishing.
Of course, that's too funny.
And he respects.
And there's a lot of that in Afghanistan.
Desert. Yeah. And he respects Van Halen.
Of course.
I'm not making it up.
Pod producer.
Hey, she got a book out.
Listen, I'm going to put on OU812. Dance like a Caucasoid.
Now, you're going to hear about this girl. She got a book deal. Of course, she was Osama's sex life. She worked for the Sudanese Liberation Army.
Right.
She's a poet. What has not been generally publicized is the fact that she was a writer for Days of Our Lives. Until she was fired last month when she told everybody she used to be Osama bin Laden's sex slave.
Now, with all that said, has Osama corroborated her story?
Yeah. She has pictures, and she says that this was in Morocco.
Okay.
In 1998.
Does she talk about the baby oil?
She does not.
I'm really surprised he liked the B-52s, and at no point did he say rock the Casbah.
Now, this was something that we did just for me on the website. Everybody has already seen the pictures of Britney,
right?
Naked, pregnant. Uh-huh. But the controversy was in Japan, where they finally had a meeting, and they decided that it is not sexually arousing material. It is simply a woman showing how beautiful she can look when she's having a baby.
Right,
so
right.
Now, congratulations.
Controversy over in Japan.
All the Japanese people will be able to see the same girl because they had banned it.
Wonderful.
Well, look at her.
Now they can put it up the subway.
And ain't she sweet in that
picture?
Man,
that Harper's Bazaar, man. I mean, they can make anybody look good.
Now, also on our website, we really run the gamut today with pictures.
Yeah.
You got to go. And when you go to our website to find these pictures, click on Daily Log.
Right.
Right. Here you go. I have a picture for you, Mike. But first, let me tell you the story.
Okay.
From Munich, Germany. They have a fountain in the middle of town called the Lindworm Fountain.
Lindworm!
Every day, a 44-year-old homeless woman named Billy...
Mike,
I'm not making this up.
Oh, my God.
Billie.
Wow.
That was Mike's first wife's name. Takes a naked
Different
bath.
Spelling.
She takes a naked bath every day in the public fountain in broad daylight.
Bravo.
She's in there once a day.
Uh-huh.
She washes herself with soap and shampoo.
Hygiene important.
She keeps getting fined for breaking public nudity laws, but since she's homeless, she can't pay the fines.
Sure.
So she just keeps bathing every day.
Good for her.
Well, somebody took a picture of her.
We got a photo.
Did I mention she weighs 330 pounds?
Hello, beautiful.
There you go.
That's right. Take a look.
There you go.
Take it all in.
Oh, yeah. And really work it.
Yeah, baby.
And then I sat and really worked it. 50
oh,
good.
Man.
50 good.
Wow. Three coins in the fountain.
How great is that?
Look at that.
We got all of those pictures up on our website
right now.
We've got Heather Locklear. You can see right through her skirt to see her beautiful butt.
Thanks,
you've got Osama sex slave. You've got Britney naked. And then you've got the 350-pound woman who's bathing.
Well, it's a fudge. I get in the fountain and clean myself.
Oh, and then, we got a break. Very briefly, I'll tell you that William H. Macy hates Lindsay Lohan.
Good for him.
All right. Michael Jackson, in an effort to... Now, the way that I understand the story is that he's unloading stuff because he needs money.
Yes.
Like, for instance, he just sold one of his elephants for $35,000.
Hey, that's a steal, too, because the elephant market has actually gone down recently.
He's selling a lot of his animals to the zoo.
Yeah, the animal, your exotic animal market not doing well at all.
Bubble burst. Let me see, there is a
Last year was a great year for exotic animals.
We're trying to get this guy on the show, a guy who Michael Jackson owes thousands of dollars to an art gallery owner in California. The guy doesn't know how to get his money back.
Right.
So what he's going to do is put the Michael Jackson paintings that he has up on eBay. Michael Jackson asked him to frame two enormous murals of himself. One where Michael Jackson is dancing with Peter Pan.
Oh, of course. Yeah, baby.
And another one of him dancing in a rainbow of colors.
Very nice.
Perfect sense.
Also,
I want you to make the pictures the way I like them.
Michael Jackson bought 28 Norman Rockwell prints.
I like Norman Rockwell.
All of them of children at play.
Oh, see? Yeah. I'm not really that into children
and
as far as playing except my own.
So the guy is
that
going
sounded to weird, too, didn't
it?
No.
Yes,
no winning here. Sorry about that.
Anyway, the guy's going to put him on eBay. We're going to try to have him on the show next week.
Good.
Oh, and the last thing, Mel Gibson. Now, no one has come out yet to publicly say in show business that they've talked to Mel Gibson.
Okay.
about the whole Jew thing. Let me see. But according to Entertainment Weekly, Mel has been calling Jews he's worked with, and he's apologized for what he said.
Hollywood executives, right?
More than that.
Really?
Actors, directors.
All of them.
Best boy, that thing, what would they call it? The,
yeah, that's the assistant grip.
Right.
You should just grip. Stand outside Temple. Hey, this is Mel Gibson. I'm real sorry what I said. Sorry, bye-bye.
Now, here's the thing.
This nope. Kraft Food Services lady? Hey, I'm real sorry about what I said.
Nobody wants to say that Mel Gibson is called them.
Right.
So, Variety gets ahead of what they say is a major studio who doesn't want to be identified. He says he was nice to Mel Gibson, but he won't hire him because he doesn't think that Mel Gibson has changed.
Yeah.
Now, why is Mel Gibson making all of these calls?
Why?
He's telling people it's because of his 12-step program.
Oh, that's right.
And he's at the point where he asks forgiveness for people that he's wrong.
That's step 11. Yeah, who was that little Jewish gal that ran that trailer? Yeah,
but here's the thing. For anybody who's familiar with the 12 steps. Hi, Rob.
Hi.
Rob, how many times, Rob?
One in a day, I don't even take 12 steps.
I know you don't.
The one about calling everybody?
Right.
That's step number 9.
Ah, 9.
So it means that he's made incredible progress.
In a very rapid way.
Yes, with steps 1 through 8. If he's already up to calling people, then he is screwed over.
Yeah, isn't step 1 giving up muffins? I think that's what it starts at.
In his case, bagels.
Bagels, anyway, yes, bagels.
Anyway, nobody will come out and say that he's actually called him or talked to him, but like you said, it's studio executives, and he's calling and he's saying...
He's on the fast track. He's going to be back.
Expedite my cure.
And nobody nobody believes him.
This is Mel Gibson. Click. thanks for calling, fat ass.
After step 9.
But you know what? I was thinking about it today.
Uh-huh.
He'll get work before Tom Cruise does.
You think so?
I am positive.
You might be right. You might be right.
Part of it is America that, as I think I've stated too many times, we love knocking people down and seeing them get back up. Mel Gibson knocked himself down.
Right.
And did it in such a manner that it's going to be an incredible comeback.
Yeah. And both of them will get work before Pauly Shore. Oh!
It's going to be, he's got a big Christmas release coming. Disney has not backed off on it.
Right.
I forget the name of it, but he'll have a big movie out at Christmas. If it's a mild success, he's clear.
Well, you know, if you ask me, wrong holiday.
And what I still find interesting...
The holiday season.
The holiday season, okay.
What I still find interesting is that this is being reported now. It's like, okay, Mel Gibson is apologizing to people. Still, the headline is, everybody thinks Tom Cruise is crazy! Again, on the Today Show this morning, when their lead story was, we have a new picture of John Carr.
Right.
The second story, I guess you not, was an NBC News poll. Do you think Paramount was right to fire Tom Cruise?
Mm-hmm.
Would you go to see another Tom Cruise movie?
Did they give the results of it?
Yeah. And do you think he's crazy?
And most of the country's saying they shouldn't have fired him, right?
No, it was split.
Really?
It was like 50-50.
The bottom line is people just don't like the guy. The guy makes some good movies, but people don't like him. And that's really probably what the bottom line was with Sumner Redstone, too.
But Mel Gibson's okay.
Mel Gibson.
I mean, that's my point, though.
Yeah.
I mean,
are you saying that you think that Tom Cruise will get work before Mel Gibson?
I think Mel Gibson will get work before Tom Cruise. And while I don't disagree with you that Tom Cruise, nobody likes him, we just don't like him because he's weird. I mean, Mel Gibson has come out and said Jews are the problem in the world. And everybody's going, oh, come on.
He's just hateful. Whereas Tom Cruise is actually crazy. Yeah.
Yeah, and if you look over it, you know, Mel Gibson's at least good on talk shows. Tom Cruise is horrible on talk shows.
That is true.
And America will use that to gauge whether they like him or not.
That's right. And, of course, Mel Gibson only really tells you his true feelings when he's drunk.
That's right.
That's the way that works.
Correct.
Sure. So maybe that in a sick, twisted way.
And that's what most of the Hollywood Jews have said behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
And I love calling the Hollywood Jews.
a great series.
And they've said
wonderful series.
They've said that, yeah, that they think that's the way he really is, and he'll really never change.
Yeah.
But they'll hire him. And on the other hand, it's like, you know, Tom Cruise is on the phone. They go, he jumped on Oprah's couch. Him, I'm not even taking a call from.
What a weird country we live in.
Agreed.
All about money and
very,
very odd.
Mike, I believe our next, when we come back, I believe our next person would probably have an opinion on all of this.
He'd have an opinion on everything, and he'd be right.
Okay.
I have that on good authority.
Let me just say.
His.
Mr. Perfect is coming up.
Man, I admire that man.
So do I.
Truly, truly do.
With a step back. come back and let Mr. Perfect take over a segment.
All right, time to go to school.
That's right, Super Dave's coming back on the show, so we'll be
here. Number 4, Arbitron Rated, The Don and Mike Show.
Let's go to Chuck in Gainesville, Virginia. Chuck, what say you?
Hey, Bill, how you doing?
Good.
For you. I just have a whole issue with this Jessica situation where people need to get to the point, get to the facts, and start questioning the right people, which is her. And I think you make a very good and valid point. And what's going on in Bush's mind, I don't think any of us are going to completely know. The two people who really know what's going on with Bush would be Don and Mike. A lot of Bush.
Don and Mike, right? I'm delirious here. Our affiliate in Washington, D.C., WJFK. How can I forget that? Don and Mike are the afternoon guys.
Right. The Don and Mike Show.
You sure are, Bill.
Face down, ass up. That's the way we listen to the Don and Mike Show.
It's part of our show on Western One is brought to you by Esurance.com. Instant online car insurance. I think you heard it. Every Friday we try to have someone important come by. And
All right. Listen up now.
Mr. Perfect.
Shoulda, Don, I know what you're up to. I understand what you're up to. You're doing it again. You're doing it again every day. Folks, Bill O'Reilly, got the factory here on the Don and Mike Show. I just want to know one thing.
Yes.
Why are you guys representing the far left, which we all know you are? We all know you are, Don. You know, if you want to answer that, I can sit here. We can have a discussion. We can have a debate. We can talk about it.
Are you aware?
Why are you doing that? Why are you supporting Ludacris? Why are you supporting rap music? I mean, I don't know. I just want to know. I'm just a kid from Levittown. That's all I am over here. I just want to know these answers. Please tell me why.
Are you aware that
you guys always do that to me?
When your show is on our station, WJFK, the ratings go down the toilet since they...
here you go. You're going to attack me. You're going to do that. You're going to do that all the time.
Since they put Opie and Anthony on the midday numbers...
Right, Don. That's what you're always going to say. You're going to say that and it's not
going
to be true.
The numbers are going up, but the truth is...
I support love, peace, and Pepsi-Cola. What I do on the factor is I point out things and people don't want to hear that. A lot of people in the far left don't want to hear that. But you know what you got to do? You got to fight them with the facts. You got to fight them with the facts each and every day. That's what you got to do. You
got to
say you're from Levittown. You got to say you're a good Catholic. You got to say you had a good relationship with a priest when you were a kid.
And
you know what the fact is, people in this country... What they don't want to do is they don't want to listen to it.
First,
and that's what we're trying to discuss on the factor.
That's
what we're talking on the factor tonight. That's what we're going to do.
You realize your ratings suck here in D.C.?
The ratings suck. That's the anthem, the continuous anthem. What about facts? Let's talk about facts. You want to fight me, Bill O'Reilly?
I think they should take you.
What you want to do is you want to fight me with the facts. Like fact number one, the far left wants to kill your own offspring. All right, I didn't make this up, folks. These are just a bunch of statistics. That's what happened. These are the statistics that said that.
About the performance of your radio show.
If you listen to rap music, the terrorists win. I don't want to say anything more. I say things that are true. I fight people with the facts. I debate people with the facts. What people don't want to do is they don't want to listen to it. They don't want to listen to this self-made man who's noble, filled with nobility, from Levittown. They don't want to get the deal, the straight scoop.
So you're from
Levittown.
And
they don't want to go to the no spin zone. Because they don't want to do that at all. That's the thing. You're public enemy number one, Buster. I'm going to shut you down. I'm going to shut you down. I'm going to make sure all of you and your listeners die. That's what I'm going to make sure happens. Yeah, it's a strong statement. People don't like to hear that, but it's a strong statement. Mm-hmm. These are the facts known by Bill O'Reilly. O'Reilly.com. BillO'Reilly.com. Go there, get yourself a factor t-shirt.
How's your loofah?
Or a sock puppet.
How's your loofah?
The Bill O'Reilly loofahs are selling like hotcakes.
Sure.
You know, the thing is, if people would spend more time thinking about Bill O'Reilly loofahs and less time thinking about these lyrics about Ludacris and rap music and everything that's going on with these guys that say that they're out to represent, when the fact the only thing they're representing, in my opinion, is representing the downfall of the American people. That's what it is. You know, what you want to do is you're encouraging kids to have babies out of wedlock, and everyone's going to die. That's the thing. Everything.
You realize
everyone's going to die. Fact. Bill Clinton is a Martian.
What?
And I know this for a fact. He's actually from Mars. Now, a lot of people don't even, well, you know, the far left would say that's not true. I'll tell you, I have statistics to back it up. The Mars lunar, the lunar explorer.
Aren't you from Uranus?
The Mars lander, or whatever it's called, went out there and actually documented this. Pictures of Bill Clinton sitting on Mars, you know, talking to people, having conversations, talking to girls. You know, that thing he does, but he's a Martian. And you should know that, and we'll have more on that on the TV Factor coming up.
Can we discuss your radio career?
I am a noble man.
Your radio career.
My radio career, you know, and I know what you're going to say, Don. You're going to say, you're going to take an isolated circumstance of my ratings not delivering, and what you're going to do, you're going to do what you do. I know what you're going to do. You're going to play your games. You're going to twist things around. I know. It's the kind of guy you are. I know how you work.
Where are you from, incidentally?
I'm from Levittown. Levittown. I grew up in Levittown, Long Island. I'm a wonderful guy. I have a great family. I'm a good Catholic.
Are you a man of the people?
I'm a man of the people. I'm the common man. I'm a man of the people. Let me tell you something. Right now, most babies being born in this country are born out of wedlock. And I don't like that. And I'm going to sit here and tell you, I don't like that. And I'm really upset about this. The fact is, I had a healthy, happy relationship that was, not a platonic relationship. But I'll tell you the truth. He's a Catholic priest, Father McKay.
Oh, did he touch you?
Up in the left. That touch, there you go. Did he touch you? You're going to get all that prurient interest in it. But I'm going to tell you, Father Mulcahy was a great man. My mom and dad didn't know him.
Father Mulcahy, Catholic priest.
It was from Father Mulcahy. So Father Mulcahy, great guy, Levittown priest, priest parish that we had there. Good guy. Went to see him after schools. My parents didn't even know about it. Uh-huh. He gave me the release that I needed. And I wasn't out there on the street, looking at women, ogling them, trying to have babies out of wedlock. What I was doing is I would have a healthy, normal expression of sexuality with Father Mulcahy. And he mentored me. And I think I ended up pretty good for it. Because I'm a self-made man. Look what I've been doing right now. So you got to realize that. Fact number two. Now, fight him with the facts. You want to fight the far left on? And I know you do. I know, Don, deep down you do. You might tell me you don't, but you want to fight the far left, and here's how you do it.
I want to talk about your ratings.
Huh? The far left in this country, you wackos, you idiots, you guys that are out there, they want to take away your right to go to the bathroom when you want.
Huh?
Now, I know you might say that, so now I hear your man listen, I hear Pinko in back of me laughing out loud, but the fact is, that is what the far left wants to do, Buzz. What they want to do, they want to take away your right to go to the bathroom whenever you want.
What you're doing. Hold on. You are just making up stuff.
Yeah. All right, Don. I'm making up things. Sure. Let me tell you. I've never made up anything in my... Everything in all of my books, if you read, statistics have shown you're going to live longer. You're actually going to physically live longer if you read my books. Go to BillO'Reilly.com. I'll tell you all about the books. The fact is, you will live longer if you read all my books, if you read everything that I've written, you're going to live longer. It'll physically help you, and the fact that for kids will help kids get smarter and live longer, and also they won't be gay.
Bill Clinton is not a Martian.
He's a Martian, Don. I got the facts. I got the statistics. I know you don't like to hear it. Let me put them out in front of you. I'm going to tell you, you got Bill Clinton living on Mars for part of his adult life. I got pictures. I got statistics.
You're just making up crap.
John Kerry subsists on the blood of the non-believer. Everyone knows that. I know that. I'm just, all I am is just a kid from Levittown. Went to Boston University. Did the very best. I painted houses to put myself through college. The fact is, I didn't have solid food until I was 5 years old. That's a fact. It's a documented fact. My parents didn't feed me until I was five.
Your 5 minutes of fame is up.
Minutes of fame. Let me tell you something. I like what you do. What you do is you try to distort the facts. I throw facts at you all the time.
Here's a fact.
The bathroom thing, all right? The liberals and the far left in this country, they want you to believe that that you're not going to, they can go to the bathroom anytime you want. Well, they're going to have cameras and they're going to have people, spies, secret people that are going to make sure you can't do that.
Bill.
Yeah.
Answer me one question.
I know what you don't know, and to know what I know, you better listen to me. You go. It's as simple as that if you want the facts.
What about that chick you were having phone sex with?
Oh, yeah. All right. The smear campaign from... let me tell you something. It is really funny, all right? What's really funny is, the far left is coming by. They're saying Bill O'Reilly, had phone sex with this girl. What I'm saying is, produce the facts. And produce the documentation that says that. And I know there was a deposition. And I know there was a tape. But the fact is, that's not the fact.
There was a tape.
Sure. Yeah, there's a tape. Okay, say that loudly. Scream it from the top of the mountain.
There was a tape.
I know there was a tape. There was a tape and also a documentation that said that actually happened. America's not going to buy it.
Hold on a second. You just said to yourself, there's a tape and there's documentation.
Might be your little story you tell them. Might be your little myth, your little mythology that you're selling to people. I'm not buying it. I'm sitting over here telling you I'm not buying it. Number three. Fact number three. You know what the far left wants you to believe?
What?
Most people who consider themselves part of the far left in this country really, truly, and listen to me carefully here, want you to die. They all want you to die. What they're saying over there in their ivory towers is, I'd like people to disagree with me to die.
You know,
and I don't want anybody to die. Bill, I love everybody. I want everybody like Father Mulcahy. He loved me with man love, which was fantastic, and we had a good time with that. He was a good man. He touched me. All it was an overactive body massage, but I'll tell you, that priest was a mentor of me. He's a great man. He's a real great man.
You know who's
dying? Go ahead. I mean, I'll entertain. You know, yeah, I can take you guys on.
Do you know who's dying right now?
Who's dying right now?
The radio station owners and operators that are running your piece of crap two-hour album every day.
All right, then what's your suggestion? What do you want to do? What do you want to do? Is there something we could have done back then? But you know, something, the way I say is, coulda, woulda, shoulda.
There's a word that you've said a lot.
Sure.
There's a word you've said a lot.
Sure. Noble. I'm noble. I'm a noble man. I'm a great noble. I'm a nobleman. I'm a knight of the round table.
I think I speak for a lot of people.
That's right. Yep.
We'd like you to die.
You'd like me to die. Well, there it is. There it is. It's a threat. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, we heard what happens. We're going to talk about this on the TV Factor. We're going to say what Don's doing, he's saying he wants me to die. Well, right. There's the die. The dialogue ends. Here's the deal. The dialogue and the discussion and the spinning, that ends when I die. So if you want me to die, what you're saying is you want Ludacris and all the rappers and all the people that talk about having babies, doing drugs, effing everybody, having an abortion for Christmas. You want them to win. And, you know, if you want me to die, I'll go ahead, Don. I'll go outside right now, walk into a bush, I'll slip my wrist, and I'll die. And then Ludacris will come in here, and he'll get the midday show, and everything will die, and everything will die and blow up, and an atomic bomb and everything.
Your radio show is a daily two-hour commercial for a 60-minute TV show. You do is get on the radio and say,
statistics and
TV.
Facts, Don. Statistics and facts, Don. Back up everything I say, and I can prove it with my statistics and facts. Yeah. Every book I've ever read, I back up everything I say.
Okay, here's a serious question.
If you got something you disagree with Bill O'Reilly, you come to me. This little kid from Levittown went to Boston University, painted houses. I'm going to tell you right now, you come right up to me and you say, Bill O'Reilly, I don't believe you. Back it up, and I'll say, bam, I got a fact right here. Boy, I just hurt my hand.
Okay, we have time for one question, and I ask
you. I'll entertain anything you got. Throw it. Yeah, shoot, go. Go, shoot, shoot, go. Go, right. Shoot, go, shoot, go, go.
Priest
shoot.
That you were very fond of?
Father Mulcahy, he a great man, mentored me, wonderful, full body massages, relaxed me, got me through my secondary schooling.
What did his mouth taste like?
The wafer.
Wow. Thank you for the answer.
I gave you an honest answer. The fact is, he is a largely responsible for me being the guy that I am. And I'm gonna stand up on your show, tell everybody, Bill O'Reilly had a man-boy-love relationship that actually mentored me and had helped me become a better guy. Fact. At times, I walk on water. That is a fact. I've done it. There was a flood in Levittown when I was a small boy. I actually was in the parking lot of the local Bradleys, and I...
All right.
And I actually walked on water. And I know you're chomping at the bit over there. What are you chomping about?
Oh, you're just a tool.
Buzz, wear your Lady Killer t-shirts, smoke your weed, go on your camping trips with making love to other women who are married to other guys, and that's the way you're going to live your life. And at the end of the day, what's going to happen is Osama bin Laden's going to walk into your house with a shotgun, blow you away, and you're going to go, wow, what did I do? I wore my Lady Killer t-shirt. Well, I tell you, it's not going to work, and it's not going to happen on my watch. We'll have more tonight on the TV Factory.
Well,
fact, George Bush Sr., his tears cure leukemia. I can back it up. It's actually true. They've taken them. They've used them. It's in a foreign country where you wouldn't see the statistics, but it's, both kinds of leukemia. Too.
We have to go do the news now.
The news, yeah. Here's your news. You know what I call that? I call that far left wacko. It's far left wacko time. Let's let him parrot all the things he wants to do. Sure. And, you know, and the fact is, we're going to be eating falafel and being under the gun of Osama bin Laden after this newscast is over. I can back it up. Fight him with facts and read all my books.
I plan to.
Did you ever do Toucan Shoe with the priest?
You know, I'd love to sit here, Don, and answer all your questions, but I really feel like I'm both sides. I got wacko curly hair over here, and I got you on the other side. You're both attacking me. I'd be more than willing to discuss a great man, Father Mulcahy, who actually, it's quite simple. A little kid in Levittown going down to see the father. He touched me, and I didn't make a big deal about it. You get all these wackos that are saying, oh, this is bad. It was real good for me. It was wonderful for me to have that kind of experience, and all of my firsts were with him. All right? And incidentally, regarding that guy we were talking about before, Bill Clinton, look for antennas. Okay, I'm Nick Fran tennis right on top of his forehead.
Thank you.
He's got that big head of hair. He's got some tennis. Talk about it on the TV. Patrick. Goodbye.
Bill O'Reilly. Wow. On fire today.
Always.
Mr. Perfect.
Always on fire.
So smart.
I wish he was on fire. He
knows everything. Well, you know, we get those monthly ratings. I swear to God, Jack, he is an anvil.
Jack.
He is a freaking anchor on this radio station.
Right,
I don't mean that in the good way.
Right.
Either.
Right. Right. Not like an anchor store.
Titanic way.
Right, right. I think he knows what's best.
Hey, Charlie.
I like him, Don.
Hey, smart Charlie.
Hello, Don. I like him. I think he has a lot of good things to say, and I think you're being really, really unfair.
How about the duality of that bit, both making Bill O'Reilly to be a blowhard and making him okay with the fact that he was touched by a priest?
I thought it was absolutely brilliant, the combination of bombacity and pedophilia. I really enjoyed it. I really did. I loved the show this week. Good stuff. Bully. Really, you're doing a fine job. Have a great time in Hershey.
I shall.
You have a good time on your camping trip.
Thank you, Charles.
And you, Rob Spiewak, mind your P's and Q's, okay? Good talking to you.
Love this guy.
Always a pleasure. John Norman.
There is.
Right smart... on there. And my man, Joe.
Smart Charlie.
Always a pleasure.
Smart
you guys
Charlie.
Are doing great work. I love Keep up the door. You make people happy.
Hey, would you?
You make people happy.
Would you put on your put on your sad clown and... Would you take us to break, please, as Charlie?
All right, hold on a second. I hate it when you make me do this.
Get into character.
I thought I was going to be myself now forever. I'll snap into it. Okay, hold on a second. Let me rub my face. Got it, Mike, to break, Don.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Big party Wednesday night that you are invited to, Kathy.
It's Don and Mike on the Pike. This Wednesday at 8 p.m., Don and Mike and their whole wacky crew invade Hooters on Rockville Pike. Come on out for some wings and perhaps a bliss. Don't miss Don and Mike's triumphant Maryland debut. You'll wish that the night would never end. And who knows, maybe it won't. The Don and Mike Reno style show. Hooters of Rockville. That's how I roll.
We will... See you guys Wednesday night.
What's the word from Planet Crespa?
The Don and Mike Show.
Delicious Bagolinis. Don Geronimo and Michael Miller.
Let's see, Buzz brought to you tonight by Hooters. Get a little fantasy in your football. Host your football fantasy draft party at Hooters. Not only will we be at the Rockville, Maryland Hooters next Wednesday night with our Reno style show, come on by it. Don't cost nothing. Guarantee you'll have a great time.
Right.
Wednesday, we're also doing our fantasy football draft.
Oh, boy.
So you better buy a magazine, Mike.
I know, and I was supposed to get it to you today. I'm not hustling.
Here is Buzz with news and comments now.
Hustler's fantasy preview.
Buzz, who incidentally tonight will need nothing except what's in his pants to make sure that the tent goes up.
Watch me steer the car.
We have all noticed that you are way in that jacked up, happy end of the week, waiting to go sex camping type mode.
You are the definition of the happy camper.
Can't imagine why.
He even was singing his cell phone ring to me in that break.
Wow.
It was really good. You know, Buzz doesn't sing much.
Sing your cell phone.
Yeah, it's like, we were talking, it's like the Elvis vamp. It's very annoying. I've tried to program it. It was like that, da-da-da, 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 da-da-da.
Strap him down.
Yeah, really, really.
Yes, strap please. Him down and throw a bucket of water on him.
Can an engineer bring a Benadryl to the newsroom?
Wow.
All right, here is Buzz now.
I don't know.
News by penis.
That's right. As we've just discussed. You won't be disappointed. As we've discussed this fall on CBS, this fall on CBS, we find out which is the superior race on a very special season of Survivor.
Well put.
Network plans to pit the races against one another in a reality game show's, I believe, 27th season.
You know what, Buzz?
What?
Well, I won't break in now, but just a reminder, we still have these great tapes. Of the CBS people spinning now.
I can't wait.
You know, on one hand...
Is it heating up a little bit now?
The thing is, they're loving the publicity.
Yeah, because, they're getting it.
Because now even, you'll probably have this buzz, there's some state senator or some jackass who's saying
local
this is wrong. You know, they're loving it. Mm-hmm. But on the other hand, there are some people who are seriously coming at them and saying...
Yeah.
Yeah, what the F are you doing?
What are you, crazy?
Yeah, I got 8,000 tapes of CBS people spinning out of
this. It's amazing. It truly is amazing that this got in under the radar.
So we'll hear them on Monday.
So people that couldn't put the Beverly Hillbillies on.
That's right. Now, to bring people up to speed who may not have heard, there will be one team each on Survivor this year, one of whites, blacks, Asians, and Latinos. Whichever team wins will clearly be the superior race. ending that argument once and for all. Quoting New York City Councilman John Liu, an Asian American, quoting him, how could anybody be so desperate for ratings?
Welcome to CBS.
Liu, who heads a coalition of non-white council members, staged a rally today in New York, demanding that the network alter its plans.
Here is, please. Here is Jeff Probst. We'll just play one of these tapes. Here's Jeff Probst.
Good.
Explaining the concept.
You know, I think at first glance, when you just hear the idea, it could sound like a stunt. And especially with the way reality has gone.
You tool.
What a hump. What a pure hump. But, you know, he's doing his thing.
Unusual. But that's not what we're doing here.
Right.
The idea for this actually came from the criticism that Survivor was not ethnically diverse enough.
God, what an ass.
Oh, my God.
Here's your spin.
Here's more.
The reaction from the players on the show was mixed.
Much like the group.
Or not like the group, rather.
Ewell wasn't sure. You know, he thought, look, are you guys going to turn this into, I think as you were saying, Harry, Ewell was concerned that we were going to turn this into something that would show stereotypes.
Mm-hmm. Of course, it's Ewell Brenner. The late Ewell Brenner.
To reinforce them. On the other hand, you had people like Rebecca who said, I don't really care how you divide it because I know that I need a certain amount of people to be on my side to help me get through this.
He's been coached. I don't think he's bright enough to handle that on his own.
Did you ever think that you would be Jeff Probst?
Hmm?
You had no chance of doing anything in showbiz. Somehow you lucked into this show, and now 6 years later, you realize you're having to stand up and you're having to... You're the point person that's having to stand up to say...
And justify a race war.
There's nothing wrong with this.
Right. Yeah, you know, fine.
And on the other hand, I wish they would just come out and say, it's what people have really been wanting all along.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so you're going to get some negative fallout. You're going to get huge freaking numbers with this show.
I think their problem was the promotion of it at first. They got all excited. Hey, this will get them... And that's what got people talking. You know, I don't doubt for a second that when you actually watch the show, it'll probably change people's minds. Who knows? But right now, it's just funny watching them dance.
Well, like I heard, for instance, with the... Rob just gave me a note that Robert the Mailman just called.
Sure.
First 3 o'clock segment.
Timely.
He called on my cell, and I thought it was timely with this topic.
No, we won't get
there. He's going to call us on Monday. He sounds very downtrodden. I don't think he was happy in the Dominican Republic.
Oh, dear.
So tune in on Monday to find out why.
Uh-oh, fools.
I understand that when the black team is introduced on Survivor, they'll be playing the Little Rascals theme.
Don't we have that somewhere?
That.
You know, I just don't understand how CBS could have made a move like this, because really they make such great moves more often than not.
Mike, they are America's number one network.
They certainly are. All the decisions well thought out, carefully considered.
Yeah. Because I keep thinking of Ote. All right, black. They wouldn't call them black families.
African American.
The black tribe. Okay. Yes. the African American.
Right.
African American tribe. Let's meet them. Here's Shaniqua. Leroy. Jamal. And Velveeta.
That's how it's going to go.
I'm Jeff Probst. There's nothing wrong with this.
We're not doing anything wrong here. We know we're getting a tremendous amount of pressure, but, you know, really, we talked to a couple of them, and one was okay with it.
You know, they're actually very well-spoken.
Tune in.
And surprisingly, they can swim like fish.
Unbelievable. See it to believe it. It's going to be fun. I'll tell you, though, the end result of this, if it doesn't get, if the heat doesn't get too heavy, because as soon as the heat gets really hot, they're going to pull it off the air. Yeah. Everybody's playing a race card. In Louisiana, a bus driver is being investigated for allegedly telling black children to sit at the back of the bus. The driver allegedly made black children give...
And now here come our Hispanic players. Let's welcome them now. Here's Jesus.
Hector.
The other guy is also named Jesus.
Alejandro.
And, of course,
Maria.
Don't be this.
I had to jump in with that one.
Yeah, you beat me to the punch.
Right.
All right, bud. So we're talking about Rob driving a bus.
In Louisiana, children told us that, in fact... they were made to give up their seats for white children. The black kids were even stacked too deep in the remaining seats in the back of the bus.
Where was this?
It's a small town in Louisiana, no place you've ever heard of.
Mm-hmm.
The driver reportedly told the kids that the front seats are for the white children.
Oh, my God.
The driver's been suspended, but this may not be over. The parents of the nine children at the back of the bus are not happy.
And when you said Louisiana,
yes.
That made me think. I don't think it's an incredibly poor taste. I just think it's lazy that on all the newscasts now, we're going to have the one-year anniversary of Katrina.
Oh, here they come. Yeah.
You know, I mean, what's the point? I mean, we don't have one-year anniversaries. I realize it was a huge disaster and all, but it seems like everything else in this country now, it's like, you know, there's still people in New Orleans who don't have electricity, who don't have water, who don't have houses. There are burned-out cars everywhere. There is crime. There is looting. It's awful. But we're doing this whole thing like Katrina 1 year later. You know, we really care. We're sending Sam Champion down to do the weather from New Orleans on Monday for the one-year anniversary.
Right. Well, the only positive out of that is probably the fact that with the lazy, and I totally agree with that, the lazy newscast where they, you know, the easy story is the one they do. Maybe if it does spotlight the fact, they started doing this, about a month ago, where they started the first stories about Katrina, and I like everybody else in this country, was kind of, oh, my God, how little has been done down there to repair it.
Have you even seen, like, on the Weather Channel? It's their job and everything.
It's
but
weather, yeah.
Like, they put the graphic up that makes you think it's a hurricane, and then they say Katrina 1 year later. And then it's like that big, gigantic, bald tool where he goes,
I'm Jim Cantore. 1 month ago, we wondered. 1 year ago, we wondered. 2 years ago, we wondered.
Right.
I'm going back. Do you wonder?
I mean, it's a pointless promo. It's him standing in front of an obvious...
Well, they're sucking wind. You know why? There haven't been any hurricanes this year.
Yes,
they don't have any. Nowhere in the Caribbean anywhere.
For them, that's like going to a rerun.
Right, exactly.
And also, the thing I noticed on the Weather Channel is they're almost praying that this, whatever this new depression has become...
Yeah.
Now...
It could... Get to the Caribbean.
Little Debbie's not going to do anything.
But this other one,
Ernesto or whatever its name is.
Right.
This one, someday this could happen.
We're counting on this one getting into the Gulf of Mexico.
I'm Jim Cantore. I'm going to roll my shirt sleeves up right now so you see that I'm a working journalist. And yes, my head looks like a chia pet. I will kick anybody's ass.
We've talked about Race Card Survivor. We've talked about the kids at the back of the bus.
Yes.
But the ace in the deck of race cards, of course, is Hitler. We'll play that card when we return.
Oh, boy.
Oh, Hitler.
Well, Rob Spiewak.
I'll be here.
Okay. Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
3 is one better than 4.
Mm-hmm. What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show. Rich with the good taste of bile. The Don and Mike Show.
And once again, everybody, as you're headed, you're a Communist Party till you puke. Here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz. Oh, there he is. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Dollar Mike.
Howdy.
Yes, the Hitler card. A restaurant in Mumbai, India, that opened with a Hitler motif has now covered up the portraits and the swastikas. In other news, there are Jews in India, and they protested the opening of Hitler's cross. The restaurant owners have apologized, saying they didn't mean to glorify Hitler.
We are very excited about the fact that we are making a menu that has the same book cover as Mein Kampf.
A lot of people ask Mike about an expansion for his restaurant.
Right, yeah.
And finally, the secret is out.
I hate it when somebody steals an idea. They say they will change the name of the restaurant.
Adolf's Look Around Cafe.
Now they're going to change it to something.
Hey, now!
Something less. They're going to change the name of the restaurant to something less Hitler-y, but I think they'll keep the ovens. Mistakes on a plane.
Oh, I would have tolerated that from Rob.
That's horrible.
Well, you can't have a restaurant without them.
My.
Guys, way over the line.
Way over the line.
Guys, really over the line, guys.
Guys, it's Jim Nance. I'm at number 17 at Augusta. Buzz, shame on you.
Over the line, Buzz.
I'm sorry, Jim. I don't know what got into me.
I don't know if you need a history book or what, but that was way over the line.
Over the line.
Mistakes on a plane. 350 people who had gotten there early to get through security stuck on the ground in the jetliner for 7 hours. There was no food. each passenger got two glasses of water in that 7 hours.
Where was this?
Wasn't a security thing. England. Okay. Wasn't a security thing. It wasn't, also was not Virgin Air's new hostage flight. It was an overinflated tire that had a lump in it. The passengers were told the delay would last 15 minutes. Later, the passengers were told the flight had been canceled. After that, they were told police were boarding the plane to prevent rioting. When the passengers were finally released, they were told they'd have to wait for their luggage.
Can you imagine that? You're the pilot of the car, they go, we have really bad news. The doctor is here. We found a lump in the tire.
Oh, no. Not malignant, hopefully. By the way, the dozen people arrested this week on a Northwest flight to India have been released. The bearded men, dressed in a South Asian Muslim fashion, were swapping seats and cell phones and hard drives during takeoff and kept their seatbelts unfastened.
You know, but I feel stupid? I was questioning you, not questioning you, but asking you about this yesterday. When you had this story,
right.
I got home last night and I turned on the news and I saw these guys and it was like, as soon as I saw their picture, it was like, guilty!
I understand completely.
Guilty, well, guilty! Because when you originally presented the story, you said, there are people who got on a plane with cell phones
right.
and they changed seats. And I think I said to you yesterday, what's the big deal?
Yeah.
Well, I saw them on TV.
They looked seriously like they got off the set of the Mad TV doing the Islamic sketch.
Yeah, yeah.
Here was my mistake. I said people when I should have narrowed it down with beards and South Asian-style Muslims.
That's
the key right there.
Thank you,
it's just one of a half dozen or more incidents in the last week, including a New York flight to Atlanta diverted after a flight attendant found a bottle of water and smelled something funny. The password is jumpy. A new CNN survey shows we're all feeling a little vulnerable.
Where's my bottle of water?
At the moment.
What's that smell?
When it comes to guys exposing themselves, this next guy is our new champ. His story after the break.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Designed for your dog, but fit for human consumption. The Don and Mike Show.
And here it is, Buzz. Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
That's for you, Osama. Finally, in Miami, police are looking for the guy who burned down an adult bookstore earlier this month. Video surveillance has confirmed the clerk's story. And after watching an arcade movie and doing who knows what else, he said he felt guilty. So he then doused the store with another more flammable liquid.
Well, hello!
Ignited it and left.
Huh?
In our careers, we've seen more than our share of indecent exposure stories. But this guy may be the all-time champ, the flashiest flasher, if you will. In Detroit, a 43-year-old man bicycling in micro shorts exposed himself to several women in a park this week. He had the shorts pulled aside. That's not a banana seat. When the cops pulled him over, they found in his carrying pouch a beer, a Viagra pill, and a stack of pornographic pictures.
I beg your pardon?
He'd even selected one of the pictures and taped it to the handlebars for inspiration.
I've always had trouble hearing you.
This guy came to play. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Well, he's yours.
Sorry, we're out of time.
Bend over.
That was for you, Buzz.
Yeah, thank you.
Have a good, safe weekend, everybody. Love you, Sweet. Love you, Bart. Love you, Amy. We'll be back on Monday with a new episode. A good day to you, sir.
Have fun in Chocolate City.
I can say the same thing to Buzz.
A good day to you, sir.
And good day to you, Buzz.
You know what I hate?
Did you ever hear of...
What?
I hate genitals made of felt.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.